Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everyone, good to have you in the house. It is Sunday night. It is August the 14th, 2011, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. So good to have everyone in the house. I know the show started a little late tonight, but that's okay. We're going to have fun anyway. We got a great show planned for you tonight. And if you didn't get a chance to hear the show that we did last week, well, actually on Friday night, which was the Goddesses of Transformation and also the Magic of the Milky Way, I definitely want to encourage you to go back and download. So welcome to everyone listening, no matter what part of the world you're listening in. It's good to have you guys in the house. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, we definitely want to welcome you to The Remix Online International Radio Show. And know that you can also sign up if you're a guest and you can come in the chat room and participate that way as well. So however you choose to listen is certainly up to you, but we would love to have you participate in chat. Just look at the sign-in button at the very bottom and sign in. And then all you have to do once you sign in is sign in and begin to chat. So it's good to have you in the house. We're going to be doing some toning of the linguistics here tonight. And Esther is going to be joining me tonight as well. So we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a very interactive show as well. So I do encourage you to go back and listen to the download of the show, Sisters of Creations, and also The Magic of the Milky Way. As with all of the Remix online international radio shows, you can download them straight to your iPod or your MP3 player right here from The Remix. You can go to iTunes and get it as well. You can listen to the shows right here live as well also. So download. If you don't know how to get here, let me give you some directions. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. And you can just come on in and join us. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you to definitely get yourself locked in over here on The Remix, because we will be doing some participation. Having a little bit of some technical problems on this end, but no worries. Everything is going to be all right, as they say. Everything's going to be okay, and I'm sure we're going to be able to get in and continue. So there's two guys in the house. The chat room is full up, and the phone lines as well. Here we go. Back on excellent. We're going to break into the chair, but first, you know, I don't know about you guys, but it's kind of been a busy day over here for me, and I think it's a good time for us to move around a little bit. Some of us who have been kind of stationary, or maybe you moved around a little earlier, or maybe you've been moving around too much, but now you get to move in a different kind of way. So we're going to get ready to move in a different kind of way. We're going to jam a little different tonight. So I invite you to definitely get up out of your seats so we can begin to move and groove a little bit and just get ready to get into the chair. So here we go. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get into this music, and then we're going to get ready to get into toning linguistics.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, we're going to be listening to a little bit of Scott here and Shame. So let's get up, let's dance, let's move.
Bury it with big beard, brothers in it looking scary. I'm about to back in the black trench. Clearly I'm lit. Look at the black prince. He hotter than back to back. Shots to ass.
Kenny Lee on the track, the way I'm flowing. Keep it going around with a beat. And then I throw it back together. Rap forever. It's Philly, Willie. Now tell your favorite rapper that I'm trying to kill him.
Love that. That is Jill Scott, and It's a Shame. The Magnificent. Love that, love that. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the remix. Tonight we're going to be doing toning linguistics. And joining me tonight is going to be Esther in the forum, as well as all of you out there. So no matter where in the world you're listening from, you'll be able to come in and join us as we begin to really, really get into this thing. We'll be doing the exercise for those of you who have participated before. We're going to be doing my body, your body. We're also going to be doing some wordplay. We're also going to be getting into, wow, so much here. We'll get into some wordplay tonight. We're also going to be doing sensory exercise as well. We're going to do a little bit of feng shui there, a prosperity play as well as some elemental magics. So lots of things to do. Get yourself ready. 646-652-2711 is the number to call as we get ready to get into the share. Those of you, if you live in the South Carolina area, or if you were in the South Carolina area, I would love to hear if you got a chance to catch Brother Bobby Hemmick, because he was actually at the Sphinx Paw in South Carolina this past weekend, this Saturday. I would love to hear if you got a chance to get in touch with him as well. If you didn't, I'm sure there's a DVD, so you can reach out to Brother Bobby Hemmett at 678-358-1055 and find out about how you can get a copy of that. So let's go ahead and welcome Esther to the forum tonight. Peace and greetings.
Peace, Miss Blue. Peace, Remix family.
Yes. As well, Esther, it is that time again. It is time for us to get into the toning linguistics and begin to get into some of the wordplay as well. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here. Well, I should say it in my Eddie Murphy voice. I'm very happy to be here. <Right now. laughs> It's been a long day, so yes, happy.
Yes, it has. It really has. A wonderful way for us to sort of kind of end out the evening. Also, I want to focus some attention to all of you guys who are out there, if you're going to be in the Chicago area. On September 1st, the Forgotten Foods is actually going to be in Chi-Town. They're going to be there September the 1st, 6:30, at Ain't She Sweet Cafe. So if you guys know about that, you know where the Ain't She Sweet Cafe is, you want to make your way down there September the 1st, the Forgotten Foods, they're going to be there, show support, let them know that the Remix family sent you, and go out and see that as well. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, ain't nothing to it but to get it. We're going to do it, especially after that show Friday. So many of you gave feedback about the Milky Way. Maybe we'll get into some of those talks a little later.
Yes.
About the share. So we're going to get ready for the first exercise. And so for those of you, again, if this is your first time joining us in toning linguistics, you're going to have a lot of fun because we play with words. It really involves your creativity and just an opportunity for you to just kind of open yourself up to all the energy that is around you, tapping into both your left and your right hemisphere, bringing them together. That's what we sort of call toning linguistics. So I'm going to turn it over to Esther. We're going to get into the first exercise, and then we're just going to begin to move from there.
Okay, so we are going to do our kind of traditional, we're going to start off with our traditional seven words to get kind of the juices flowing. And for those of you who've never done it before, I'll kind of walk through the instructions of it. I think the first time around we'll do all English words just to get us all in the right state of mind. Just so that we all kind of open up and we get on the same wavelength. So the point of this exercise, this is really a free writing exercise, and we've kind of turned it into what we're calling a poem on here, but what this exercise is really used for is just to get those creative juices flowing, just so you can get words down on paper. A lot of times people have a hard time writing, or they say they have a hard time writing, they have writer's block, or they're thinking too hard about something, or they're just focusing on everything else and can't hone in to that creative juice. And so this really helps to open that up. So the goal behind this is just to get your ideas down on paper. It's not to focus on the format, not to focus on if it's rhyming, none of that. It's just write what comes to your mind. And we're going to give you 7 words. The only restriction is 5 lines. You can do whatever you want to do with those words as long as you have them in 5 lines. So, Ms. Blue, if you want to pick the first word, and then we'll kind of go back and forth like we usually do. Oh, Ms. Blue, are you there?
I sure am. I had
okay.
to kind of take a trip real quick.
Okay.
I'm right back. Okay, I'm back.
All
okay,
right.
So where are we?
So I was actually turning it over to you for you to pick the first word. So we're doing 7
oh.
words. We're going to do all English words this time.
Okay,
All English mm-hmm. words. Our normal thing that we do, the 5 lines, and you can pick the first word.
Okay. The first word that I want to use, sassy.
Okay. All right. The second word is going to be sugar.
Sugar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the next word that I want to use is going to be studio.
Studio?
Yep, studio.
We got something going here. The fourth word is going to be slippery.
Slippery, okay. This next word is going to kind of take those of you who have been on the Blue Blast calls back to a time, but I'm going to use it, sexy. Inside joke.
Oh, wow. Okay, the sixth word is going to be steel.
Steel.
Steel. Mm-hmm.
And we can use that steel any way we want?
You can, sure. Maybe I should save that one for the other one. But no, that's okay. No, you can use that steel however way you want. That's fine.
Okay. All right. The next word that I'm going to use is going to be stop.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. So let's go over the words again. So you guys make sure you're writing them down. And Esther, let me know if I miss any of the words here. Sassy.
Okay.
Sugar. Studio. Slippery. Sexy. Steel. And stop.
We got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There they
yep,
are.
That's five of them.
And for those who are in the chat room, Esther just put them up. Steal and stop, like a stop sign, S-T-O-P.
Oh, stop. Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. Stop. But sock would have been a good one.
Okay.
Sock. Would have been a very good one. So, okay. So now, all right. So everyone, we're going to give you, how long are we going to give them to sort of kind of come up? Did you give out the instructions already for
what? I just gave out the instructions. Yeah, I'll repeat them again, though. We'll take a couple of minutes, maybe like
okay.
3 minutes. You don't want to spend a lot of time just to repeat this for anyone that just chimed in. It's just kind of a free writing exercise. You don't want to spend too much time focusing on it. Just kind of let your mind pull together those thoughts and jot down whatever comes to your head in 5 lines, and that's the only restriction.
Yes. And we do have a little bit of instrumental music tonight that we actually can play. I know last time you guys, we didn't really have instrumental music, but I guess for this first exercise, maybe we can try the music and see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here we go, and hopefully your creative juices will flow in the right way, because this also has a little bit of S in it too, and this is the instrumental, and I'll tell you the name afterwards because I don't want you guys to be influenced. Some of you already know it, but we'll go ahead and play this. All right. Peace and greetings, everyone. Thank you guys so much for joining us here Sunday night live in the remix. Joining me tonight is Esther. Wow, I see lots of hands going up here on the board as we get ready to get into this first exercise of toning linguistics. You guys are on it. We are using
that
the seven words.
That music.
That music made me change what I wrote.
Yes.
So we are using the seven words here where we're just doing sort of what we call sort of the exercise, or as Esther put it, that's going to get your juices flowing for you. So the seven words, again, if you're just joining us, you're free to jump in, right in, is sassy, sugar, studio, slippery, sexy, steal, stop, like a stop sign. So those are going to be your seven words. Write to those seven words. We try to say keep it maybe under six or seven lines. You don't want to do too much. This is just sort of kind of free form writing. You want to make sure that you use all of the words that are there as we get ready to warm up and get into the linguistics. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call when you're ready. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we know that you're there. International callers, you can simply Skype in if you want to share as well. So I say we go to the phone lines. I looked up and was like, wow.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go to the first caller calling in from area code 916. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, wow. I'm all live right now.
Yes, you are. Are you? Yes.
The first one? Okay, yeah. This is Kyle. Hey, how are you?
Okay. Hi, Harold. How are you? Are you ready to share?
Yes, I am. Okay. Put me on the spot. Okay. Okay. First, I want to explain because I thought you meant stock, as in the stock market at first, and I did one for that, but then I change it up to stop. So, okay, here we go.
Okay.
I met a girl named Sassy. Oh, she was a dream. The sugar she gave me made me go to the studios and lay out a slippery sound of ecstasy. So sexy that my woman knew that she would steal me away. So she had to do something to stop. That's the idea.
All right. I like that. Okay. I'm feeling that.
Yeah, that
really,
nice.
Really nice.
That
really nice. Okay. Well, Harold, thank you. Stay on the line. We're going to continue on, and we'll keep going from there. So stay on the line. All right. Excellent. I'm going to give the words out one more time. Sassy,
okay.
Sugar, studio, slippery, sexy, steal, and stop, like the stop sign. Okay, so we're going to go on to the next caller calling in from area code 210. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Love,
Kalimar. I'm glad you called in so they could finally hear that. I love to hear you say that. Oh, greetings to you, Kalimar.
I'm sorry, I forgot all these words. So here I go. Sitting in my erotic studio, feeling hot and wet, thinking of your sexy steel rod dominating my sassy fine ass as I suck off the sweet sperm dripping like honey, sugar off my mouth, slippery and everlasting.
Ah, wow.
Wow,
Kalimar. Kalimar changed the game, everybody. You better get into your linguistics.
Okay. You just went in.
All right. Yes, she went in a little bit. There you go. That's all that Shanti energy. But excellent, Kalimar. Excellent. Grown and sexy. Sassy is for sure. Yes, as Rising Sun said, grown and sexy. Yeah, grown and sexy. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Colleen Mar, for calling in. So there it is. Oh, it's getting hot in here, y'all. We're going to do some real linguistics tonight.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're going to the next caller. Oh, she makes mine sound so PG. I feel like I need to go back and do some other stuff. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Blue and Esther. This is Kansas from Louisiana.
Hey,
oh,
Kansas. Greetings.
Hello. All right. As a young, sexy lady, my world is like a studio. The beat of the drum makes my body slippery like a snake. I keep my words sweet like sugar. I stop and respect my elders and not get sassy with them. I feel that it's justice.
Wow. Y'all are really doing excellent.
Oh,
wow, we got some poets in the house for real. Very nice. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That was really good.
They're kicking it off tonight. That got started.
Yeah, they're really kicking it off. We said we were warming up. Oh, here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 402. You're live in the remix. I think I know who this is. Brother I.
Ah. You're so sad.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Let me steal some sugar at my studio. Don't stop. It's sexy when you get slippery.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Say it again.
You so sassy. Let me steal some sugar at my studio. Don't stop. Shit. It's sexy when you get slippery.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Nice. I am too scared of y'all tonight. I am too scared of y'all. All right. We're going to go to the next call.
Thank you.
I had to think about that. Yes. Thank you, Brother I. I had to think about that one. That was deep. Okay. So
yeah,
we're
going
to go to the next call. Calling in from area code 301, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, it's Chelsea calling from, I'm in Maryland now.
Okay, greetings,
hey, Chelsea.
Hi. All right, ready.
Yes.
Sitting in the studio, trying to catch a flow, feeling kind of sassy. These words gritty yet sweet like sugar. This sexy, slippery flow making you hard like steel. Ooh, I better stop before it gets too real.
I like that. That was
late.
Nice.
Yes, that was
yes.
Late already. Too late.
That's what's up, Chelsea. All right. Thank you, Chelsea.
Okay.
Wow, I love these shows. Here we go to the next one, calling in from area code 760. You are live in the remix, and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue. This is Dee calling from California.
All right, Dee.
Okay, mine is a little corny, but here we go. All right. My cat named Sassy ran too fast on the slippery floor and crashed like steel into the bucket and did not stop. She ruined my sugar sexy shoes I used to wear to Studio 54 back in the day.
Oh.
Okay.
That's nice. I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Very nice.
Yes. Thank you. Wow. Peace. Y'all are going in. Peace. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 267. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue, and this is Aya Femme calling from Philly.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does my sassy figure and my brown sugar make you hard as steel? Do my sexy hips and my slippery lips make you stop, look, and invite me back to your studio?
Oh, Lord. Okay.
All right. Well, all right.
No, don't get the wrong idea. I don't roll like that. I didn't know what else to write.
No. It's all about creative writing. You're right.
Wow. No, that was really good.
I like that.
Very good.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.
Oh, you guys, this is a great time to share. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Thanks to everybody who's been calling in to share, but we're going to leave it open for a little bit more. Maybe me and Esther will do ours. And if you still want to call in to share before we move on to the next exercise, then you can certainly do that. It is not too late. Definitely, you want to make sure you call in. Someone wrote in the chat room, they said, is this what be going on the Blue Blast? I said, well, kind of, but the Blue Blast go hard.
Yes. This is just a, if you think this is something, this is just an appetizer to the Blue Blast, okay?
So, yeah, this is kind of, this is kind of the Blue Blast, you know, with just a little twist of blue in it, and not the blasting yet, but fun all the same. So, here we go. Oh, wait, I think we got another caller, I think.
Okay.
Let's see. Calling in, it looks like from area code, what's that, 719? 719?
Yep, this is Almost Him calling from Colorado Springs.
Oh, Almost Him. I just want to know when you're going to be him.
I'm still waiting myself. I can't wait, though. Whenever it shows up, I'm there. All right, my go. I was at the stoplight when I saw Sassy Susan. Scenarios of slippery seduction screeched through my synapses. I could smell the sexy pink sugar perfume scent of her skin. The steel brake shoes screeched as the bus snuck up. I watched as the universe offered the cylindrical bed in my studio some strange, but I was so, so late.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That was deep. That was nice. Really nice.
Real good. Yes, that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll keep it moving.
All right. You can stay close. Stay close, peace. All right, Esther, who wants to go first, you or me?
it doesn't matter. I can go if you want. Doesn't matter.
Okay. I'll go last this time.
All right. My sassy sugar sweet, too slippery not to eat. Your sexy strong organ of steel vibrates inside of me. Don't stop. Keep sweating it out in my studio masterpiece.
Wow. Wow. Excellent. Wow. I feel like I'm not even PG. I'm like G over here. I thought I was PG, but I'm just G. Yes. Almost Him did an excellent job, and that's excellent, Esther, as always. So that's definitely why you're on the call with me. So let me do mine. As you guys know, Esther is one of my poetry coaches, so let me see if I can definitely get a passing grade on this one. Here goes. Let's see. Sassy, sexy, and slippery, they call me. With a body of sugar and buns of steel. My tones come from the studio made of the cosmic tunes that will stop you in your tracks and make you say, ah.
Oh, that's PG, Miss Lou. That's PG.
It's
PG. That was hot, though. That was very hot.
That was hot, but I think if we had to kind of say where the round goes to, I'm going to say that Kalimar.
Yes, yes.
Kalimar.
Kalimar kicked it off. He kicked it off with that.
Yes, she did. Yeah, I think I barely made, I didn't make PG. I think it was G. I think everybody could have heard. I think that was available to everyone. Beautiful. Okay. Well, that was just to get the juices flowing, you guys. So I see you guys over there who participated and didn't call in. It's okay. It's okay.
We got more. It's all right.
We got much, much more. So we're going to move on to the next exercise here, and Esther's going to go ahead and give you guys the instructions.
So for this one, so we'll do another seven-word poem. For this one, we'll go ahead and mix it up with the Hindi words. So we'll do, I would say we can do English and Hindi for this one before we move into the other exercises.
Okay.
So you'll do the English words and then I'll do the Hindi words.
Okay. All right. And how many total words are we going to use?
You want to do more than seven?
Yeah, we can.
Do like 10 or something? We can do 10 maybe.
Yeah, let's do 10. We'll do 10. All right. Let me know. You want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. So here is your first word. Remember, we're going to be doing Hindi words and also English words. So in this exercise, you'll be using them both. The first word that I'm going to put down is going to be Hennessy.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. The second word, and what I'll do is I'm going to give you the English word, and I'm going to give you the Hindi word, and I'll spell it for you. And I'll tell you afterwards, you know, how you can write it down phonetically. Okay, so the word in English is father. The word in Hindi is pita. Pita, which is P as in Paul. I, T as in Tom, A. Like pita bread, but it's pita. That's how you would actually say it. Pita.
Pita.
Mm-hmm. Okay. P-I-T-A.
Oh, P-I-T-A. Pita.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Pita. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, your pitch.
Okay. All right. So the next word that I'm going to give you is rose. Like a flower, rose, R-O-S-E, rose.
Okay. The next word is going to be blood. And in Hindi, it is Rakt, and that is spelled R as in road, A, K, T as in Tom, A. So it's spelled Rakta, but you don't pronounce it that way. You pronounce it Rakt. You don't pronounce the A.
Rock. So it's Rakt?
Mm-hmm. Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that means blood.
And that means blood. All right, you guys. Woo, we got some words this time. Let's see. The next word I'm going to give you is fire. Fire.
Okay. Okay, the next word is... grape. like grapes that you would eat for grape flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
grape in Hindi is angur. Angur. And that is spelled A-N is in Nathan, G-U-R-A. So it's spelled angura, but it's pronounced angur.
Angura.
Yeah, you can. It's actually, you can pronounce the G. It's angur. So angur.
So A-N-G-U-R-A.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The next word that you're going to have is, oh, my goodness. The next word that I'm going to give you is going to be breast.
Breast. Okay.
Breast. Since we did the show on Friday, we talked about suckling from the breast of the goddess.
We did.
The breast.
We did. Okay. The next word is going to be number in English. Number in English. The Hindi word is sankhya. Sankhya. It is spelled S as in Sam, A N K H Y A. Sankhya.
Mm-hmm. Spell it one more time, please.
S as in Sam, A N K H Y A. Sankhya.
Sankhya.
And that means number.
Okay. Next word is going to be, the next word is going to be juice.
Juice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, the last word I'm going to make, this is, the last word is going to be lizard. And actually, it's kind of pronounced the same, so I don't know if this one counts. But it's not spelled the same. It's spelled lizard with a V, so it's lizard. But it's, everything else is the same.
Okay. So
let me spell it. It's V as in Victor, I-Z-A-R-D-A. But it's pronounced wizard. So it sounds a lot like our wizard, just with a V.
Okay. So wizard is pronounced wizard?
It's pronounced wizard with a V. So just
wizard.
With a V as in Victor. Mm-hmm.
V-I-Z-A-R-D-A.
Mm-hmm. Wizard.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Then let's go back over the words again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First word is Hennessy, as in the drink, Hennessy.
Mm-hmm. The second word is Tita, which means father.
Okay. The next word is rose, like a flower, rose.
The next word is rock, which means blood.
The next word is fire. Fire.
The next word is angur, which means grape.
The next is breast, as in the baby was sucking on the breast.
Mm-hmm. And the next word is sankhya, which means number.
Mm-hmm. The next word is juice, as in juice, as in grape juice, apple juice, juice. Mm-hmm.
And the last word is desired, which means withered.
Okay. Desired. All right. So there are your 10 words that you'll begin to work with and write with. I'm actually trying to get the other instrumental to load up. So what I might do is play the other instrumental again. We'll play the other instrumental again.
That one was inspiring for me.
Yes, me too. So we're going to play it again. And this time, you guys, Esther, I'm going to let you give them instructions on how to do the writing on this one.
Okay.
How many levels. Okay.
So we have we increased the words. We have 10 words. So let's say for this one, let's do 7 lines. 7 lines with 10 words. And you're going to use the Hindi version of the words, okay? For the ones that have Hindi, you want to use the Hindi version. And, again, it's free writing. This one is a little bit more intense because you're going to have to kind of focus on how you can play off those Hindi words, the sound of it. You can also incorporate the rhyming techniques, and so you can get a little bit more creative using the Hindi words. Don't worry about if you butcher the pronouncement. It's okay. Just kind of get them down and get your mind to start wrapping around those words. Again, free thought, okay, so don't get caught up in the form. So 7 lines, that's the only restrictions, and the 10 words, and that's it.
All right, so here we go, you guys. We're going to play the music, and let's get ready to get it.
Thank you.
right, everyone. We are going to continue right here, Toning Linguistics and also Magical Reflections tonight. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and joining me also is Esther in the form tonight. We're moving on to the second exercise where we're actually taking 10 words this time, the words that we gave out, as well as the Hindi words as well. Wanted to make sure that you guys are ready. If you are, please make sure you're on the phone line and press 1, and we can go ahead and get into the share. We will go over the words maybe one more time just to make sure everyone has their words and they're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first word is Hennessy, as in the drink Hennessy.
The second word is Pita, which means father.
Okay. The next word is rose.
The next, and that's rose as in the flower, right? R-O-S-E.
Yes. Yes, okay. Rose as okay. in the flower, yes. Mm-hmm.
And the fourth word is rakt, which means blood.
Okay. The next word is going to be fire, as in, you know, earth, wind, and fire.
And the next word is anjur, which means grace.
Okay. The next word is breast. As in breasts, as in the baby was sucking on his mother's breasts.
Mm-hmm. And the next word is Sankhya, which means number.
Mm-hmm. The next word is juice, as in grape juice, apple juice, or juice. Juice.
Juicy juice.
Juicy juice, yeah.
And the last word is wizard, which means wizard.
All right. So there you go. I see some of you guys are on the phone lines and you're ready to share. Remember, we were doing 7 lines, a minimum of 7, a maximum, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
A maximum of 7 lines tonight, and we're definitely doing 7 words, 7 lines. And 10 words. So I'm going to go to the phone lines. I see some of you still have your hands up from before, but that's certainly fine. We'll see if you're ready. If you're not, we'll come back to you for the rest of you who are ready. And as well as those of you who may be listening from international listening as well, you can Skype in as well. And yes, we are live. I know some of you came in the chat room and thought you were in the after show, but no, we're here and we see you. So peace and greetings to you. And so let's continue. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 916. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue. This is Kyle again. got to pass me up on this one. I wrote something, but, you know, after I went first and the rest of them went after me, I kind of was like, felt kind of out of place. I didn't know this was the after hours, you know.
Well, you know, it's we're not in the after hours. We're still live on the air. We're still going live. But yes, the first one was a warm-up. It's okay. You can see how everyone else does it, Harold, and I'm sure you're going to fit right in. You'll fit right in. I'll come back to you.
All right, cool. All right, thanks.
Okay. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 210. You're live in the remix. 210? Okay, I guess they're away from the phone. Okay. We're going to go on to the next caller calling in from area code 402. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. I guess they're still riding. I guess y'all still riding. I guess
they must be more time.
Hello?
402? Yes.
Is that me?
That's
I wasn't ready yet.
Okay,
I didn't know
well,
my hand
you know,
was up.
Yeah, from but, last time. That's okay. It's okay. We'll come,
can I
we'll
come back?
Back. Yes, we
okay.
can. We can come back. All right. So we're going to go on to the next caller. 760, you're live in the remix. Still not ready. I think they're still.
Oh, I think they need more time.
I think they need more time. But let's see. 330-337, you're live in the remix.
Okay. This is Kendra from Louisiana again. I am
all
a
right,
juicy visit. Okay. I am a juicy visit sipping on Hennessy and cognac. As I burn the dragon rock, I get loose and allow the ungear fire to flow through the essence of my body. My breath, I love it like a dozen of roses. The piece of energy is a mighty Sankia. That's mine.
All right. Love
nice.
It. Excellent. Excellent.
Very good.
Yes, yes, yes. And you were ready.
I will. Kendra be on it.
Kendra
is always
yes,
ready.
Yes.
She be on it.
I love this show. I love this song in the Christmas. I really love
yes.
it.
Yes. Well, good, good. We are so glad you love it. Thank you. We're going to go back and check with some of the other callers. Let's see if Brother I is ready. We're going to go back to him. Brother I, you ready? I think you need some more time. We'll come back. We'll come back. It's okay. I know that one was kind of challenging there. So we'll definitely come back. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 if you're ready, if you want to take a stab at it. So there is no rush. I guess, let me see if I want to try mine. Yeah, let me try mine.
Okay.
Let's see. I need to know. Let's go over some of the words again. Maybe that's
okay.
where people are getting sort of the blocks at. And,
sure.
and we'll cover just the Hindi words. So I want to make sure I'm right. For wizard, it's wizard.
Yes.
And then for grape, it's agura.
Angura.
Angura.
Mm-hmm. So don't pronounce
Angura.
The A.
Okay, so
exactly. I'm Dura.
Angura.
Mm-hmm. With no A. Don't pronounce that A. That last A at the end. So Angura. No A.
Angura.
Mm-hmm. Without the R. Angura.
Okay.
Without that last R. There you go. Yep.
Angura.
There you go.
Okay, and so now we're going to do blood, which is rakata.
It's rot.
Oh, it's
so,
rot.
Rot. So it's like R A K. Think of that like rock, rock with a T. You're not pronouncing that
oh.
tough at the end. So rock.
Okay, so rock.
Mhm.
Rock. Okay. And then the other one is number. I'm not even going to try that. Say that one for me.
Number is Sankia.
Sankia. Actually, that's Sankia.
Mm-hmm.
Sankia.
Yeah.
Sankia.
There you go.
Okay. So here we go. I'm going to say mine. Actually, it's not a riddle that we're doing tonight. We're toning linguistics. Wow. We're toning linguistics tonight. I know it seems like a lot of people have been sipping on a lot of things tonight, so it's all good. We're toning linguistics tonight. So here goes my portion right here. As I walk towards the fire, I can see the wizard holding a rose. He is waiting for me. Inside is a glass of Hennessy with Angora. I can feel the heat as he hands me a robe that's made out of how do you say it?
Rot.
Rot. Rot. Red. to change into. As my juices begin to flow, he touches my breasts. Pita is Shakati number one tonight.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that is mine. So it doesn't have to be perfect, you guys. I just put that out there to let you know. But it doesn't have to be perfect. It is just about kind of playing with your words and things. So.
It's really what they just wrote. Talking about a riddle would be easier.
Yes.
Y'all are funny.
Yes. Yes, a riddle would be easier. It would. It would be easier. Okay, so we're going to go back to the phone lines and see who is. Oh, wow, a lot of people took their hands down. But let's just see who is still brave enough to try to do this. We're going to go to calling. Go to the caller calling in from area code 916. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Tom. Okay. I'm Miss Blue. All right, here we go. I did them in the order of the words that were given to, so to let you know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Man, that Hindu, you know, that Hennessy had me draining my pita for like 10 minutes. Then in the morning, that bikini had to pull up because it was infiltrated by El Rock. The fire of the year and your breath were up for a celebration. The same key, you know, over there by the Florida Keys, had a juice like a Viz art. I didn't know how. I kind of changed up the Viz art as in the Viz art.
No. I think you did.
That was really good.
Okay, in the San Keys, I put like San Keys, and then y'all, you like, you know, okay, so I put that, but that's
yes.
The whole, okay.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, make sure
you got it, you got it. There is nothing, that was good, and you tried, and definitely that's the part of the exercise. These are all the things when we talk about knowing your magic, really getting into doing our work and exercising those things of our left hemisphere and our right hemisphere. These are the exercises. We do them in a very playful way, but you'll see in your everyday life, it will make you more sharp, more agile. You'll be able, your cognitive skills will come alive a lot faster. So it's going to help you to be able to recognize those things within yourself. So I thank you for participating and doing an excellent job with that.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, peace. Okay, so we're going to continue on. If you guys want to participate, press 1-760. Let's see if you're ready. 760. 760. No, 760 is not going to listen. They're still working over there, and that's fine. Area code 337.
I did mine already.
Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you, sweetie. Great piece. Okay, so now we're going to move on to 719.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
You're ready. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. The Ptah Osiris, O Dirty Bizard, was a visit of the Hennessy juice. You could feel the fire in his rock as he rocked the beat. Adidas shoes, still in anguish from the gods' vines. You know how he got down. So many babies, mama's breasts, sink his child support, lost count. I could still smell the rose notes on his breath and mouth.
Wow. Who's on the line? Who is this?
This is Almost Him. Colorado Springs.
Oh, Sam. Yeah, I thought that was you. That was deep.
That was deep.
I tried.
I say you already him. I'm not going to call you Almost Him no more. You already him. That's your new name.
I am. Still hot. Still wait. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, peace. Thank you. That was beautiful. That was lovely.
Yeah,
all right, everyone. That was already him. Already him. I love it. I love it. You going to do yours, Esther?
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. All right. My Hennessy Vizard with fire rocks. Take this Endure juice as my offering to you. My Peter sends us rose blessings. It's official. His Sankeyas are written all over my breast. Our Sanskrit left for years to come.
Oh, wow. Very nice, Esther. Very, very nice. Wow.
Thank you.
Very nice. All right, everyone, we're toning linguistics here tonight in the remix as we continue. What we're going to do, because I know we have some other exercises, and we have like an hour and 42 minutes, and we have so much more to go through, the my body, your body. We have the feng shui exercise. We have the prosperity one. We have so much that we have planned, and hopefully we can get a chance. I think this will be a good time that what we can do, because I want you guys to hear something really quick. And I didn't get a response back from him, but I hope it's okay that I play it. But this is actually some music that is by some of our own Remix family members. And this one is the one by Brother iGod. And it's called I'll Take You There. So what I want you guys to do, if you're not logged into Facebook, this next exercise we're going to be doing on Facebook. Hopefully you're my Facebook friend so you can participate. If you're not, send me a note, and I guess I can add you to my add you to the list there. But this is actually one of the exercises, a part of one that we've done on a Blue Blast call. And if you guys have not made the Blue Blast call, then you definitely want to get at us. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, so you can find out about it. Don't forget, you can download the Android app that we have on the Android market for free. It'll take you right here to the remix. It'll let you know when I'm doing Blue Blast calls by showing you the information on my Twitter page, and you don't need Twitter to be able to see it. Or you can actually see what's going on Facebook as well, too, and send me an email directly. So here's what I want everyone to do. If you're not logged into Facebook, I want you to log into Facebook. We're going to listen to this piece right here called I'll Take You There. It's by iGod that he's doing. And then when we come back, we're going to do the prosperity exercise before we move on to some of the other goodies as Esther and myself continues here with Toning Linguistics.
Wanna take you to the top. Now you understand, let it get in your hair. We don't even care, we the only one here. No ladies, no fellas, and I got you so wet that the ocean didn't tell us. Waves crashing on the shore, I'm snatching up your drawers with my jaws. You scratching at my back with your claws. I ain't never been surfing, now I'm about to catch a wave. Make a splash like a VA, take a dash off the VA. Walking on the beaches, girl you got me so gone. Laughing, holding hands, got us looking like a postcard. You so smart, on top of that you never bow card. You know God, what you want? Put it on my gold card. Extra sexy, plus you could roll with the whole squad. And you so fine, you believe in the mother so hard. And when you love it within with your whole heart. Come on and ride this roller coaster. Get up off them gold cards.
I don't get to touch your toes. You never been to the places that I take you to. Deep diving, mountains with a bird's eye view. Tommy Bahama, baby mama, please don't spray perfume for obstacles. It's impossible, girl, I'm breaking through. So we can go then, we ain't gotta go back. Yo, just let yourself go, don't hold back. I feel it when you kiss me, the way you miss me. If you be wishing, you can spend the rest of your life with me. Yeah. man, I'll be wishing the same. We'll probably catch a murder charge for killing the game. Not a game from L.A. The game that everybody play, like when they France and Mercy Boo play.
Straight out of town, stop, stop.
Is that where you wanna go?
You wanna go?
Everyone, that was I God. I love that song. So definitely, I don't know. I don't think he's in the room tonight, but definitely when you guys see the brother, you got to definitely reach out to him and let him know, doing some amazing work, as well as many others of you that is a part of the Remix family as well, too, as well. So now, listen up. This is what we're going to do. We're going to continue on with toning linguistics here. And this time we're going to be playing around with what I call sort of a, this is a prosperity exercise, because this is just going to help to open up that energy within yourself and kind of get those things flowing within you. We kind of did this on one of the Blue Blast calls. And for those of you who may not be familiar with what the Blue Blast calls are, they're calls that we do. And initially, I started out doing them for about 15 minutes. But I must say that the Blue Blast call actually sometimes can go as long as 5 hours. So those of you who have been on the Blue Blast call, you will know. And if it says on Facebook that I have too many friends, send me a note and I'll go ahead and add you right now. Yes, I do have too many friends, but I will go ahead and add you right away as well. And Nancy Lockhart's in the house. Peace and blessings. That's some real magic right there, especially you guys who know that Nancy Lockhart, the country's leading legal analyst, is joining us in the forum tonight. It's always good to have her here. And she also has the Nancy Lockhart Show. So, and she also has her book out. You guys know how I love to say that title, What to Do When Your Ass Gets Locked Up, or if you know somebody who's locked up. So if you don't have that, that's kind of like a first aid kit that needs to be in your house. You need to make sure you put that in there. And she also has her own show that she showcased different cases that she's involved with and that she's working on here on Blog Talk Radio, called The Nancy Lockhart Show. So you have to check that out as well, too. So, yes, the Blue Blasts are fun. Yes, the Blue Blast is all about the woo-woo. So if you guys love the woo-woo, which is the magic, you definitely need to get on that Blue Blast call. But here's what we're going to do. Me and Esther are going to kind of give you a taste of what goes on the Blue Blast call right here. And each one of you will get a chance to participate in that. And so if you're trying to connect with me on Facebook and you're sending me a note, I will go check those notes right now. Make sure you send me a note. Just say, I just need to get a request. Can you add me as a friend? You know, something like that. And I'll go ahead and send the request over to add you. Okay, so I'll do that now. So I see a couple of you now. I went ahead and added you, so excellent. Here's what we're going to do.
And I just said that he's on his way here. He's on his way.
Okay. Okay, excellent, excellent. We're going to be playing some more music of some fantastic brothers and sisters. I don't think we'll get them all in, but there, I Got is one I wanted you to get in, and then also Prince Chrono, I want you guys to hear this too, because this is an amazing brother there. All right, so here we go. I guess I'll go first, Esther.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go first. This is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to warm up. When we begin to talk about those things of being able to receive energy, I personally think you guys know that I do the Oracle readings, I do the Akashic Record readings, and I really know that what I do, each and every one of us has the ability to do that. And so really one of the things that's been on me kind of heavy lately is to really find more ways that I can really pass this on, this information on to you guys. That's what the Oracle readings is about, is that is so that you can get the tools so you can begin to tap into this energy of your higher self to help empower yourself so that you can begin to do this for yourself. And so I truly, truly believe that each and every one of us has that ability to be able to do this. And so here's some of the exercises that we play around with as well as on the Blue Blast call. I also have an audio workbook that will be coming out. The physical book will be coming out as well, but the audio workbook will be coming out soon, and it's called Know Your Magic, and it's the Psycho Sexy Cool. It's Psycho Sexy Cool because it's some crazy, sexy, really cool ways of really tapping into that inner magic that lives within all of us. And so this is an exercise that we did before, and we're going to play around with it here. Money, a lot of times I feel as though where the point comes with prosperity or even what we're calling tangible, which is physical money, what happens is we sort of kind of have a tendency to put money on a pedestal that it doesn't belong. Money is just currency. Current flows through our bodies. It's flowing around us all the time. Money doesn't deserve to have this huge temple that some people have built for it. It doesn't go there. It's just like one of the elements. It's just that current that flows. Now, when it comes to picking up different things in the air, meadows and different coppers, they have their own frequency. And so what we're going to be doing is you guys are going to be tapping into that energy of that frequency of money, of money, of money, of coins of money. Now, what me and Esther are going to do is we're going to be picking some coins. Y'all hear that right now? The currency. Y'all hear that? Okay. So what we're going to do, and we're going to start out really slow, and maybe we'll do one or two of these. We're going to pick it out really slow, and we did this exercise in it will take Esther and some of the others who participated in this to tell you how powerful this exercise was and how they actually got it right, like on fire, right? Like it was just so much fun. We had an amazing time. So
yes.
That's what we're going to be doing. I'm adding you guys. I see you guys coming over to get in. And this is a great time for you guys to get over on Facebook with me. So here we go. All right. So So here we go. All right, so I'm going to pick a coin first, and then Esther's going to pick one next, but I'm going to pick a coin. And then once I pick this coin, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to, through telepathy, I'm going to send you what coin I picked. And you're going to pick that up out the ether, and then you're going to post it on my Facebook wall what coin it was that I picked, okay? So now, I'm going to tell you what the coins are again so you can know what frequency that you're looking for, okay? So here we go. There is a quarter, a nickel, a penny, and a dime, okay? So those are going to be Those are going to be the coins that I'm working with. So, again, we have the quarter, the nickel, the penny, and the dime. Now, so I'm going to tell you how to sort of kind of get your energy in the right space. Again, we're going to kind of be warming up with this. I see some of you have already picked. Unfortunately, I have not chosen. So, guess what? Ben, just scratch that. I want you to send me a fresh link, meaning don't add it on to something that's already there. Send a fresh one. Send a fresh one. And don't forget, I grow, you grow. Eat what you grow. Because he got a link on my page, too. You guys check that out as well. Y'all, you guys know he's the Mr. Anderson, the official gardener for the remix. So here we go. I'm getting ready to pick my coin. And I have picked the coin. Now that I've picked the coin, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to send that energy to you. Okay? So here we go. I'm going to send it to you. Now, if you absolutely positively cannot get to Facebook, then you can put it in the chat room here. But you can actually put it here. That's fine. If you can't get to Facebook, you can put it in the chat room if you're on the chat room. And if you're on the phone, we'll try to get to the phone. But I've picked the coin. So now I'm going to send it to you. So here's what you got to do. I don't want you guys, if you're just guessing, then you're going to be wrong because I haven't sent it to you yet. But I appreciate all of you. You're probably picking up the person who's in front of you that put their answer down. So here I go. I'm going to send it to you. Okay, you guys ready? Okay, on the count of three, we'll use the Trinity. I'm going to send it out. Let's see how powerful I am because you guys will have to pick this up. Okay, so I just sent it to you, and I want you to put down what it is. Where's Esther? Esther, are you on Facebook?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let me see if I see. I don't even know how to work this new one. Let me see. Okay. Okay. I love my brothers. They so confident. They said, it's a nickel, Miss Dime. Miss Blue, it's a nickel. I'm going to tell you what it is in a minute. I'm going to give everybody a chance to sort of kind of get their answers in there as well. Mm-hmm.
Are we putting it, are we putting it in the chat or on Facebook?
Well, that's what I was going to kind of privately PM and tell you to help me to look at both of them because if they put them in the chat room, we'll
Cool.
Some people are putting a gold dollar. No, it was only a quarter, a nickel, a penny, and a dime. So that's it. That's it. All right. Okay. I see you, Griffin. Okay. So now I think it's fair to say, let's see. Oh, sorry about that. I think it's fair to say that we can go back and see. Okay. So now we're going to go down. Oh, let me get on my wall. I don't even know where I am. I'm checking on somebody else's stuff. My apologies. My apologies. Okay, so this is what I want. Every person that said it was a quarter. If you're in the chat room, I want you to put a heart in the chat room. You don't have to do anything if you're on Facebook. But if you said it was a quarter, I want you to put a heart in the chat room. If you said it was a quarter. if you thought that that was the answer that came to you, that you stuck with, that it was a quarter, I want you to put a heart in the chat room.
I know it was more than just Calamar. Calamar did. Tanessa did. I Am Vibrations did.
Okay. Okay, Sister Munya. Okay. I Am Vibrations. Okay.
Lunar Woman.
Okay. Rich said no, that ain't it. Rich said no, that's not it. Okay.
Rude man got it.
Okay. These are all the people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so cute. Someone said a nickel, but you're a dime, Miss Blue. Oh. Okay, so anyway, I can't get persuaded by the brothers. Let me stop. Okay, so here we go. All right, so everyone who said it was a nickel, if you said it was a nickel, I want you to put... put a heart in the room. Put a heart in the room if you said it was a nickel. Okay, I got, all right, you guys, Transform Man, okay, all right. Let's see. Okay.
VX20.
Okay, all right. Transform said me. Sharon said it. Okay, pretty brown eyes. Okay. And so everyone who said it was a penny, if you said it was a penny, I want you to put a heart in the room. Heart in the room if you said it was a penny. Okay. All right. Anyone said it was a penny? Who said it was a penny? No one said it was a penny?
Okay.
Okay, Queen Mother said me, that was my third choice. Not your third choice. Okay, so any other pennies? Because let me look on Facebook, because I think I have some pennies over here.
Sherry
said penny. Okay. Okay.
Oh, good looking S says it's a penny.
Okay.
Zaziel says penny.
Okay. All right. So it looks like that's it. All right. So now we're going to move on to the next one is a dime. How many people said it was a dime?
I'm bored, said dime.
Okay.
Rich is God and Healing Water and Griffin say dime.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Supergirl.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is the Facebook list link. Miss Blue. If you're not my friend already, then you're definitely, you need to send me a request and I can add you at this time. Okay, so here we go. Since everybody, we've gone through all of them, the quarter, the nickel, the penny, and the dime. What I actually chose was the penny. What's the penny? So there we go, Sherry. It was only a few of you guys who chose the penny.
Mm-hmm.
So excellent, excellent. It takes a minute to kind of warm up. And so here's some of the things that I will tell you that for those of you who were, you might have thought that the penny actually came up and for whatever reason you dismissed it or you didn't choose it or you sort of kind of pushed it to the side, it was your first choice, that's what you're going to kind of want to kind of tap into that particular energy. So, you, yeah, and a lot of people will say that, dang, I almost chose that. Like, I know. Some of the things that we do on the Blue Blast call is we're going to do this individual. Of course, we'd probably be here all night if we tried to do it the other way. But we actually broke up into groups, and you guys chose each other's colors, you chose the pennies, and the answers were all posted, so there's no faking in that. You either knew it or you didn't. So those that was there will tell you that it's the real McCoy. You know it. And once you can start to tap into that energy and you feel that template, then you're going to know the next time. So we're going to do it again, and this time Esther is going to pick a coin out of the coins, and then you guys will go through it, and you're going to guess. All right?
Okay, I got my change too, so I'm going to try to hear it. It's here. All right. Okay, I got my coin. And now I'm going to send it to you all. Okay, I'm sending.
All right, so Esther is sending you her coin. I got said, I thought I was feeling my copper bracelet. You can, if you're on Facebook, I would rather you post it on Facebook, on my Facebook wall under Blue Raspberry Win. I would rather you post it there. If you do not have access to Facebook, then you can post it here. Okay, so there's the link. I don't know how that works, but that's the link to Facebook. All right. Esther, you already sent it to them?
I did.
You guys are too funny. So if you can post it on Facebook on my wall, that'll be better. Okay. I see some people already over here posting. All right. Ooh.
You want me to tell you what they're saying in the room?
Yes.
Oh, goodness. All right. Queen Mother says quarter. Tatia says nickel. Healing Water says nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Rude Man says dime.
I'm going to tell you Facebook when you get done.
Okay. I'm bored says quarter. Canessa says nickel. Sharon Boy says quarter.
Okay.
Zaviel says nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Calamar says nickel. High five, nickel.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's take a look over here on Facebook and see what's going on, because it's a lot of nickels and quarters going on over here. Okay,
oh,
so
wow.
CP says Esther picked a dime. Okay. Griffin says a quarter. And then Clarence says 25 cents, which is a quarter. Sherry says a nickel. Rich says a nickel. Sandra says a nickel. Sandra's bad to the bone, y'all. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Collie Mar says a nickel. Another sister as well, too. And then I think this Zarvadel. Last name, or Israel says a nickel. Tracy says 25 cents. Tayo says a quarter. And then Atia says a nickel, a nickel. So that's what we have going on over here on Facebook. So we'll give you guys a few more minutes to post what it is up there so you can definitely get in.
Oh, I'm bored of changing yours. I'm bored of changing her to a penny. Okay. She's changing it.
To a penny. Oh, she's changing it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, drum roll.
Okay.
Drum roll, please, Esther.
I chose a quarter.
Yes, yes, yes. Esther picked a quarter. So there you go for all of you who guessed the quarter. Big kudos, big ups to you. There you go, Tracy. Oh, yeah, quite a few of you guys got the quarter. Let's see, yeah. Griffin got the quarter. Clarence, you got the quarter as well, too.
Excellent.
All right. So here we go. I'm going to give you guys another tip for being able to pick this up. What you're going to do is really... Okay. Well, Pretty Brown Eyes said that, you know, she didn't really know what was going on, but she wanted to let us know for one earlier. She picked the penny, so she gets a big heart. She gets a big heart for that. All right, so here we go. This time we're going to make it a little bit more challenging. And then I'm going to give you guys some tips. The first tip is don't guess, because some of y'all are guessing. Don't guess. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to be guessing. Before we can even pick, y'all have an answer. So I don't know who you're getting it from. You might want to wait until it at least comes out into the ether, because we're still going through our minds. So you may actually be picking up what we've kind of skimmed over, but not exactly what we picked up. So here it is. So this time, not only are you going to have to tell, like, let me see how many more minutes we got. You know, we get carried away. This ain't
I
the blue black.
We really do.
Okay, we got another hour. So we good. We get carried away. We do. Okay, so here we go. This time, I'm going to let Esther know what it is. So we both can send it to you guys. We both can send you the energy. But not only are you going to have to tell us what coin we picked, you're going to have to tell us if it's heads or tails. So not only are you going to have to tell us the coin, but you're going to have to tell us whether or not it's heads or tails. And then Queen Mother says she's sticking with the quarter. See, that's how you're not going to get success. You're not going to get success like that. Oh, we know how many of y'all have been throwing dice in the corner.
Yes.
Sticking with the quarter. You can't stick with the quarter. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. So I'm going to pick the coin, and then Esther, you're going to pick whether it's heads or tails, and you can either send it to me here or you can send it
on Facebook.
Okay, so here we go. All right, and I'm going to let you guys know when we're sending the energy to you. Okay, so let me move that. Look at Transform Man. Talking about it's a penny and a head. Okay, all right. So y'all are too funny. Okay, so whenever you're ready, Esther, tell me whether it's heads or tails. And then that's what we're going to go with, and then we'll go from there. Okay, excellent, and I'm going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
All right, there it is.
Okay,
so on the count of three, me and Esther we're going to send this out to everyone in the universe, and you guys are going to pick it up. Here's a clue. You know how right now in your mind you already know what you're going to say? Scratch that.
That ain't it.
That ain't it. DX says somebody asked must be precognitive. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that's what I want you guys to just relax, because one of the key things for myself, even if I'm doing readings or sessions with you guys, even when I'm doing them here, particularly when I'm doing the short or the mini readings here on the Remix, one of the things I never do, I never go in trying to be psychic. I never go in trying to read your mind. I never go in to do that. I just receive the energy that's being sent to me. I just receive it. Just focus on it, relax, and just let it come to you. That's how you're going to do it. You're going to listen to your, some call it the first mind, your higher self. That may not be the loudest voice, and sometimes it may be. But it may not be the loudest voice. We haven't sent anything out, so if you've already picked, chances are that's not right. Chances are that's not right. So here we go. If you want, if you have these coins around you, you can even put them out, lay them in front of you, and really just focus your energy there. So on the count of three, we're actually going to send you the energy of what we're picking and also whether it's heads or tails, okay? You ready, Esther?
Ready.
Okay, so here we go. All right, if you feel comfortable enough in what you have, then go ahead and post it. Why are you saying ha? Why are you saying ha ha? You know, what's the ha ha for?
Oh, wow.
What is the ha ha?
Wow. Okay, we got
wow.
It. Let's see.
Okay.
Sophia, Nicklehead, Brooklyn
okay.
Dark Skin, Nicklehead.
Okay.
The Madame Orisa, Dime on Tail.
Okay.
La Blue is Nicklehead.
Okay.
MC Speechless is Nickel Tail.
Okay.
Healing Waters is Penny Tails. God, y'all all putting them on here. Some of y'all I know is on Facebook. And y'all supposed to
yes.
be on Facebook.
Yeah, if you have Facebook, put it on Facebook. If you have Facebook, I want you to put it on Facebook. And don't do this. Don't put one answer in the chat room and a different one in
and
Facebook.
Another one on let me see here. MC Speechless is a Nickel Tail. Healing Water is Penny Tails. Real Talk Real Woman is Nickel Head. Let's see. Who is this? Okay, she already went. I Kemet Nickel Head. Rising Sun Dime Tail. Vanessa Dime Head. I'm Bored Dime Head. Chris said he don't know. Transform Man says he's distracted by True Blood. Good
wow.
He says Quarterhead. Okay, now Bruce Griffin now knows. He said Quarterhead.
Okay. All right. Now, here's what we're going to do, because often, and those who have participated with me in the Blue Blast call, we kind of do what I call double jeopardy. And this is the time that I actually give you an opportunity to change your answer or just keep the same one you've chosen. So we're going to send it to you again.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to send it to you again. All right. So you can keep your same answer, or you can go back and change your answer. It'll be completely up to you. So me and Esther are going to send it to you again, and you can decide if that's what it is. Okay, you ready, Esther?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let me get a little bit of my oil here. Put a little bit of oil on. Let me. All right, so here we go. We're going to send it to you again. Okay, all right. So if anyone wants to change their answer, they can definitely do that.
They're calling after year, Miss Blue. Wow.
I see that. But we talked about that in the Blue Blast call when you're trying to get real jazzy, 2004 Penny Head. Oh, we could tell you some stories about trying to be, you know, we could sing that song. You fancy, huh? Yeah, you fancy.
Yes.
Okay, so here goes. Are you guys ready? We're just going to give the answer to this one.
Uh-huh.
We're going to give the answer to this one. I see a lot of you stuck with your same answer, and some of you are going to be so glad that you did as well, because the answer was a nickel.
And it was a head. Nickel.
Yay.
On head.
Nickel on head. So it was a nickel on heads. Yes. So, and I want to give a big shout out. I actually want to talk to the person who was the one that said nickel on head, ha ha ha.
That was Sophia.
Let me see if they got the year right. Because they put a year up. Nope, year not right. No, the year is not right. It's not 1986. Yes, excellent to every single one of you that put the nickel on heads. Excellent. No, I didn't tell you to scratch that answer. I did not tell you that, MC Speechless. I said if you're already guessing and we had not picked, you might want to scratch that answer. So... Y'all are too funny. Too funny. Excellent. Yes. Excellent. So everybody on Facebook, those of you who came across that answer or had that particular answer, and that's what you picked, and it turned out to be right for you, know that, LaLaine Chakra got it right. Michael kind of got close on Facebook. He put nickel tails, but it was nickel heads. Uh-huh. And then, again, Atia. I think that's how you say her name. You know, Miss Blue Tears up name. Yes,
yes,
but beautiful.
I got it right.
Yes, She got it right. Excellent. And then CP, what? It's head, but I can't sense the coin. You know what? Okay, excellent. Memphis Mama put penny heads halfway right, but not right. Kylie Mart put quarter heads. You guys got the heads part right, but not that. Sherry put quarter heads, but not the coin right. You got the nickel, and actually the nickel and the quarter is actually made out of the same, sort of somewhat of the same properties in the template. So that was excellent. I'm glad that was fun for you guys and we got the chance to do that exercise. These are some of the things that we do on the Blue Blast Call. So if you are interested and you want to participate in the Blue Blast Call, you know, we do them randomly again. Oh, you have somebody has some poetry for us. Okay. And you want to do that. Then you definitely can email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. I keep the Blue Blast calls for either those that have had a session by me or if they're waiting on a session by me. So either way, those are typically the people who come on the Blue Blast call. Now, of course, there are some honorary members. Don't even ask me how they became honorary members, but they are. And they're on the Blue Blast call, too. Wow, only in the remix. So that is it. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that. That was fun. And, you know, it's helpful when you feel that energy. You're going to start to recognize it, own it a little bit more. You'll be able to feel it exactly how it is. And you're going to know exactly when you can feel that energy of picking that particular color. Maybe you're dealing with a situation. Maybe you didn't pick the color, but you actually felt that that was the right answer. But for whatever reason, you skipped over it. Again, that voice inside of us may not be the loudest voice, but it is that voice that connects us with inside ourselves. I had 18 last week. Yeah. I don't know about playing Powerball with it. I guess you could try anything with it. I guess you could try it with anything, you know. Hey.
Wow.
I guess you could try that. Powerball. So we're going to move on to the next exercise because we do have some more to get through. Hopefully that was fun. I'm going to go check the phone lines real quick because I think I have some people here that may want to share something. Calling in from area code 916, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 916?
Hello. Hey, Ms. Lou. I didn't know I was still on. My hair was still up. But I want to tell you though, I did get the penny right though.
Okay, well, great, you got the penny right. That's what's up. Well, thank you. All right, well, hold the line for us, okay?
All right, cool. All right,
so we're going to check the other phone. I'm calling in from Erica 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing, Ms. Blue?
Doing wonderful.
This Clarence.
Yes. Hey, Clarence, you have some poetry for us, huh?
Right. What's up? What's up with the chat room? What's popping in there? Like, I'm mad I can't get in, like, but.
You know what? I'm so glad you mentioned the chat room. I got a couple of emails from people telling me that whenever they try to get in the chat room, it says that they've been banned from the chat room and they can't get in. Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but I think it happened. I don't know. It might have been earlier this year, last year. I don't know when it was. Whenever it was, we had a hard time getting in the chat room. Well, I can't even get in the chat room as Miss Blue. I actually have to come in as co-host. So know that there's some problems. Are you okay over there?
Who, me?
Yeah, is that you making all that noise?
Oh, you hear a little kid scream? That's my little cousin.
Oh. It's okay.
Hello?
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. All right. So we're ready for your poetry whenever you're ready.
I'm calling out of West Philly. All right. Here we go. Yo. Hearing the screams of your baby boy between pain and joy. Seek perfection, love life, live better. Through your heart, weigh as light as a feather. Being humble in the jungle, regain a balance after you stumble. That's on the mental and the physical. My soul is universal, so glide with the guide on a spiritual ride. Negative thoughts, clear them out your mind. Only the best, bless, cherish life, even death. Romancing, slow dancing, on the cloud with an angel, enchanting, aura glow, light show, in the sky, UFO, red and yellow, candles burn slow, in my window, dream catcher, instant lit, playing with magic like a witch, 6668 infinite, meditating the music that's classic, I heard a voice, it was a female, sounding like Regina Bell, she said, baby, come to me, or show me the way, I really couldn't tell, smile your rose, sweet smell, crying to your eyes swell, mighty as a lion, gentle as a bird, so what it mean, I could bring pain like a pinched nerve, actions speak louder than words, I don't like to argue, I can show you better than I can tell you, silver moon, golden sun, I'm pulling energy from either one, mom's only son, her presence is precious, advice is valuable, I give you gratitude, protect and honor you.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Is it the same kind
I love
of movie
that.
As Black I Am, is it?
Huh?
Did you do Black I Am when we had
oh, yeah,
the show?
Oh, yeah,
that?
Oh, yeah, I'm black. Yeah, I did that, yeah.
Oh! Wait a minute. We need you to do that again. We need you to hear that.
Y'all
need
to hear that?
Yes.
All right, I got you. Y'all want to hear that right now?
Yes.
All right. I'm about to do it over on that Diamonds Are Forever. I'd be like, the diamonds is the niggas, I guess we forever. But I said, Black Panthers, black exotic dancers, black and miles, black lungs from the cancer, white lies can give us the black answer, black management, black entertainment, black on black broham with the black Daytons, black on black violence, cause and effect, the laws of karma, black drama, black baby mama, black baby in danger, blame it on the black father, black fashion, black leather jack, the black mic jack, black 23s with the double strap, black market, black target, black motorbike with the chrome pipes, black freak on black leather seats, black dress looking like a silk sheet, black jewels, black schools, black Benz is the whip, black tents, black rims 26, black tires, black street, I seen some white cops in a black Marquise, black judges, black people on the budget, black people love clubbing, white women that want a black husband, white men that love beautiful black women, black grandmom in the kitchen, frying chicken on the black skillet, working at black magic, black knowledge, black philosophers, black history told by black scholars, black power, black soap in the shower, getting black mail for green paper, black tuxedos with black gaiters, black holster, black gat, black on black Bojacks with the black and gray Raiders hat. Black people love to match. Burnt black lips from roach clips. Black stereotypes and statistics. I'm black.
Yeah. I love that.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Love that. Don't ever
thank
leave.
You, thank
don't ever leave. We love that. We
thank
love
you, thank
that.
That's my for black gun.
Wait.
Black
in.
Black goosebumps. Black goosebumps.
Oh, somebody said I'm turning blue black.
Black no.
Oh, that is so much power and so much
black,
so much fire. We have been looking for you. We really have.
You wasn't looking for me, Blue. You wasn't looking for me.
Yes, we were.
Oh, Miss Blue. Remember that time I tried to get a read? I think I was drunk. I was like trying to text. And it took me a real long time to send you a message or something. You know what I'm talking about? It took me like 3 hours.
Yes.
Yeah, I was on that night. My fault. I'm sorry for keeping you up. I know you was probably waiting for me.
It was okay.
I was a little on, like.
We love it. We love it.
All
we
right.
love it.
Thank you.
Definitely. So you're going to have to come back and share. Always welcome. Love it. Love it. You need to definitely put that black. You need to do something with that black. We need to.
Yes.
That needs to be a ringtone. That needs to be a ringtone.
I can use that for your little for your introduction when it come on.
Say it again.
I can use that for your introduction when it come on. You know, you be having little raps playing.
Yeah. Put this. Send it to me because I love that black. That black is so cool. Wow.
So all right, high. I got you.
All right, my brother. Peace and love. All much right. love. You. All right.
Much love to you too. All right, I'll let y'all.
Peace.
Okay.
All
right. Peace. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Before we get into the next exercise, and we're just having so much fun here and still have plenty of time left to go in the forum tonight, Toning Linguistics and Magical Reflections. And black, that poetry piece there done by the brother Clarence is definitely a magical reflection from when we did one of the, I think it was our first Toning Linguistic show. He came on and just, just knocked it out. He went in with that. Well, next, what I want to do is also introduce someone else before we get into our next exercise, because we've just kind of been blessed with his presence to come on too. And this brother, so many of you guys are so talented in so many different ways. I brag on you so much, and I know that's not a good thing to do, but I do. I love the guests who come on the forum, but I think the Remix family, the brothers and sisters from all over the world that visit the platform is just as powerful as everyone who comes on as well. And each one of you have your own amazing gifts and things that you bring to the platform as well, too. And you guys are so talented. So many of you work in the field of music. I mean, when me and Sister Manya are ready to listen, oh, yes, I'm going to put Chaos on the spot, too. Don't let him go away because that brother sang one night. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
We don't even want to talk about that. We're gonna definitely get him up there to come bring us some too. This brother that's about to come on too has this piece that just really it just captivated me. Much like the music that I played earlier from the brother I God, the piece that he had, I'll Take You There, the brother who did his piece, and a lot of the sisters that come on and share what they share as well, Esther herself included as well. So I always am very appreciative whenever we can just bring our talents together, because this is what makes everything just so great. And the piece that I'm going to play from him, many of you guys may know him from Facebook, but I promise you, when I think about music, when I'm thinking about putting something on, this is often a song that I turn to. So I'm going to bring him on. I'm going to have him introduce himself. And I know he's probably like, oh, Miss Blue. It's a last minute thing, so I'm so appreciative. And I wanted to make sure he comes on himself, the Prince, and allow him to introduce himself. Peace and greetings.
Hello, how you doing, Miss Blue? Hello?
Peace. Yes, you're on the air. First, I want you to tell everybody, because they may, I know a lot of the Remix family already knows who you are, but I want you to introduce yourself and just tell us who you are.
Hey, everybody. I'm Chrono Khalid. You know, some people know me as Prince Chrono, and I'm a metaphysical rapper, you know, a sound therapist, a pianist, you know, orchestra composer, and I just do what I do. I make my music, you know, that's what I came here for, you know, to raise the vibration of the planet.
Yes, I would definitely say that. One night I was up, and I don't know if you guys remember this. This might have been a year ago. It might have been longer than that. But I was studying those things at the Merkaba, and just as I got ready to get to a point, this message came across my wall, and it was one of his musical pieces that he did. And when I listened to it, it literally seriously, it took me to a whole nother place. And so we started to converse through Facebook, and I got a chance to listen to some more of his music. We're actually going to be doing a show, because I really want to bring this brother on and dedicate a big part of the show, as well as some of you brothers and sisters who do your music as well, to take a listen to all of the work that you're doing. But this piece here called Dreaming, I love, love this piece. So I'm going to play it. And then I'm going to have you come back and sort of kind of tell us about the inspiration you had when making this particular piece, okay?
All right.
All right. So hold the line. All right. You guys are going to love this. We're going to hear this. It's called Dreaming. Okay. Okay. Hold on a second, because Blog Talk is acting real special. So let me make sure that we got the right piece. Yeah, it just jacked me all up. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not it. So until we do that, let's just switch gears here, and it's okay to switch gears. Let me have you share a little bit about the inspiration behind this song first while we're waiting on trying to get it to load here, trying to make sure it gets up here.
Hello?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Dream. It's a song that was inspired by, the album is called Radical Dreamers, you know, and Dreaming is just a song. It's like a revolting song. It's like going against, like, your doubt, like the side of yourself that fears, the side of yourself that, like, says you can't do anything, you know, and just, like, you know, surpassing, like, your own expectations of yourself, you know. When I did the song, like, I was just really, like, in this zone. I was in this area that Nat King Cole used to live at, you know, when he first moved to Los Angeles. So, like, the energy in that room was just, like, it was really fantastic. It was just, like, all these, you know, celestial beings around me, and just so much cosmic energy just going into me. When I came up with that piano part, you know, I was definitely being guided. When I composed it, I'm more so proud of the composition, you know. And then, like, later on, like, the words, they, like, just came to me, like, you know, because I rap too. And it was just, like, they were just, like, you know, just, like, let it all out. You know, you have our support. And I was just, you know, I did it. It was just really, like, exciting and powerful. Like, you know, after I was done, you know, tears came to my eyes because, you know, I just, like, amazed at how it can come out of myself, you know. Because, like, I haven't, you know, I never touched instruments before. I mean, until, like, a certain point in my life, you know. And most people think that I've been doing this all my life, and I really haven't, you know. It's like something walked in, you know. And
right.
But bless me.
So I guess the question I'll ask you here, when you started, what did you consider yourself to be? Did your music sort of kind of take you to where you are, or did you kind of start out like most and said you wanted to be a rapper, or you, like, kind of wanted to be a singer? Did you have any expectations when you first started?
No, actually, I didn't. Like, you know, I used to be a producer. I used to want to be a rapper at one point. You know, I used to rap like everybody else,
right.
You know, same thing. Like, you know, to tell you
right.
the truth, like, the people that inspire me the most was, like, people like Dipset, you know, like rappers like that. Like, outside of that, I've never really, you know, really had any influences. I mean, Nas, Jay, people like that. But when I first started, like, there was nothing really cosmic about, like, what I did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was a cosmic person, but it's just, like, that side of myself was, like, really hidden. It really didn't, like, break out until my brother went to prison. And, like, I just saw life for what it really was. You know, at that time, it was like, you know, you go through so much stress and you go through so many different things, you know, because it's, like, making you stronger.
Right.
It's, like, you know, you crash almost, you know.
Right.
That person you're really supposed to be is trying to break in this thing. Like, you're doing the wrong thing in life. You know, you're on the wrong path. And it breaks through. And after it breaks through, you know, you become who you're really, you know, supposed to be. You know, like, your inner beauty is just, like, it just comes out. And, you know, you start to see life in it from a totally different perspective, you know.
Right.
Before.
So it just gave you a completely different outlook on that. I want you to also let people know, I know that you have a place where your music is, how they can actually go and take a look or contact you or get in touch with you to hear more about your different projects and the music that you have out there. So whether you want to give out your Facebook or if you want to give out YouTube or whatever, just to kind of put that out there so people can know how to reach you.
You can reach me on Facebook if you want to contact me directly. And that's Facebook. And then the username is Chrono Khalid. Or you can type in Prince Chrono. And you can find me out at Bandcamp, like chronokhalid.bandcamp.com. And you can find me on SoundCloud too. SoundCloud has like a lot of more my music therapy. So there's not really any words in that music. It's just like it's musical compositions more so than anything, like frequencies and like healing vibrations and whatnot. And you can find that at this go to SoundCloud and search for Chrono Khalid, and you can find the piece that you first came upon, Macabre to Love. I have a lot of stuff coming out.
Yeah.
Pretty soon I have like a lot of things on the lines of alchemy, with my music and stuff. I have this this one sound file that it turns water, it makes water vibrate at the frequency of like monatomic gold, and so a lot of people know what monatomic gold does. So there's a lot of different neat things that I have coming out on the lines of sound therapy and the alchemy of sound.
Beautiful. So I don't know if you're in the chat room, but if you are, can you put your link up in the room so people can know? I'm going to ask that everybody else kind of, I don't know who just came, ran in the room and spammed us there, but to save the links until the end of the show, to go ahead and put up, put your link up and so people can know how to kind of get in touch with you, get the direct link there. I'm still getting the song up. I want you guys to hear this song Dreamin', because the music and just the flow of how everything comes together, it is truly, truly magic. And it's just a really beautiful, beautiful sound. Beautiful sound, yes.
And thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you definitely for being here. We're going to talk for a few minutes, and we're almost there. You know how Blog Talk does. It's kind of doing its own thing, but I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. Go ahead.
So that Mercury in retrograde, I was trying to log on early, and it was crashing. I was getting pissed off. I was like, it's Mercury in retrograde, so, can't get pissed off. That's what it does.
Okay. All right. So there it is. And so the link is up as well, chronokhalid.bandcamp.com. And as well as you can find him on Facebook. He's also my friend on Facebook as well, too. You may want to just leave a note on my Facebook page, and people can also connect there, too. Esther?
I'm here.
Are you looking in the chat room?
I am not beatboxing. Y'all are wild.
We're loading this track here. So that's what's taking a minute for us to get ready to get this, because I want to make sure for some reason Blog Talk is doing its own thing. So it didn't come in. But you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I'm telling you, once you hear this, you will definitely know, like many of you, this brother, this is the work that he came to the planet to do. So, yes, most definitely. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to sing it, but I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to sing it, but I love this song. Me and Sister Munya, we listen to this. This is one of many of our favorites as well, too. MC Speechless, why don't you call in, and why don't you bebop? How about that? I don't know if people still bebop. Do they still do bebop?
God.
Do they still do that?
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah,
if people still...
I don't know about all that.
Oh, wow. Nothing like good friends to make you act a fool. So, you guys, yes, yes. I don't know, you know, who is she? Who is she? Who's she? Who's she? I hate when people say that. She.
Uh-huh.
Who's she?
Who
oh, now she taking
to?
Up for Echo. Uh-huh. Who's she? I used to get, and my mother used to get, we used to get spankings for saying that. The person
yes,
right there in the
too.
Room is the same.
Me too.
Who is she? She won't let me do it. Who is she?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, chaos. That's right. We would get that for saying some shit. Much better. And yes, I am. I'm taking up for the remix.
What do you mean taking up for me? I didn't say I couldn't be boxed. I just said I'm not going to be boxed.
You gotta go, Rising Sun. Wait a minute, Rising Sun. It's almost done. It's almost done. Just 2 minutes. 2 minutes. You are a part of the remix. You're the one talking about she. Oh, goodness. I love you guys. I do.
Oh, wow.
Chaos. Okay, you guys, so we're getting ready to listen to Dreamin', and I think it is ready for us now. So if it's not, it's going to be ready. But remember this. Also, when we get ready to transition from here, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We have about 32 minutes left to go in the form. And so if you want to continue to listen, make sure that you do. You call in before the 32 minutes is up so that you can actually, you know, stay on the line in case we go into the after hours. I do want us to get to the rest of the exercises and continue there as well. And MC Speechless, of course you are. You are a part of the Remix family. Of course you are. So now we should be ready here in just a second. I know I've been saying that, but I don't want to play anything else until we play this. I really don't. And so all things happen for a reason, but we got a chance to talk to Prince Chrono to find out music and his work and sort of the engine behind it. And so I think this is my prelude. So here we go. All right. So hold tight, everyone. Here we go. Here we go.
That's why I'm still dreaming. I'm still dreaming.
And maybe it's the mold in the wall. Chemical on the floor of the project call. Got me in illusion. I cannot fall down
la,
or slip
la, la,
or back
la,
against
la,
the
la,
wall.
Dreaming.
Yes, a boy has the right. And even though I cried, I wouldn't lose a fight. A voice in my head, I hear it every night. It told me I could fly. It told me not to ever stop.
Dreaming.
I see this thing put cook up in a pipe. And wondered to myself why I cook up in this life. It's stuck near the left, but the light near the right. I wrote near the right, brought breath into the mic. Then I left, held breath till I got foresight. It really wasn't dark, it's a thing called night. I kept dreaming like today is a Sunday. But after that, back to school like it's Monday.
Dreaming, still dreaming. I'm still dreaming, I'm still dreaming. Still dreaming, I'm still dreaming, I'm still dreaming, I'm still dreaming, I'm still dreaming.
Can you believe it? I'm still dreaming.
Can you believe it? I'm still dreaming.
Can you believe it?
Dreaming in my sleep, but not dreaming when I'm awake.
I can't. cannot fail. CK walking on a path out of hell, and after living swell, this is for the kid with the dream and the pen and the rapper and the sale. Ghetto kids write with a story to tell of a generational gap that cannot fail. Innovational crack that might not sell, but pit and refreshing like the water from a well. It all seems lost, and the prayers out, and nothing that she wears for being catered out. But keep dreaming, fam, I know you see it, fam. So I'ma just stare it out like a silly fan. And it's similar to MLK, I still dream with my kin sucking what's so late. But we on the go-go like that man will lay, and we do the impossible, fucking the obstacle. I'm still dreaming. Gonna take the highest to lift and back up. They say it's bad luck, I say it's not real. They say your boy C got his head over heel. I gotta pay a bill, that's why slang came, and that's what I sing. And though I can't sing, and that's how I'm fly, and though no wings, I'm still that sun. The sky got beams, I still got dreams. Can't take nothing from me. Brother says C, don't save that money. I got about 10 folds on my left side. Pray for enemies, soldiers gon' ride. It's love inside, I simply hate. Cause negativity, that wasn't my fate. I gotta spread a message, hope I'm not too late. And 2 seconds off, I still be that great.
Dreaming. I'm still dreaming.
Can you believe it? I'm still dreaming. Can you believe it? I'm still dreaming.
Dreaming in my sleep,
when I dream when I'm
dreaming, everyone, and that is by Chrono Khalid. Very, very amazing song. I love, love, as Kalimar would say, love, love, love. I love that song.
Yep. Very,
yes,
dope. Very,
yes,
hot.
It is. It is. In all of his music, I'm telling you, there's not a piece that I've heard that does not have sort of that vibe to it. And, you know, it just the way it all comes together. So if you guys are on the phone and you're listening, I know we have a lot of international listeners out there, but definitely we feel you guys as well as those of you who are in the chat room as well that may be listening. Definitely reach out to the brother and let him know, because that song, Dreaming, I don't care what kind of day I'm having. If it's not, if I need to kind of lift my energy, I put that on, Dreaming, and it just takes me right back where I need. It's a beautiful song. I love it. I love it. And definitely thank you for coming on and sharing. I know this was last minute. We'll do something a little bit more formal and continue. Are you still with us, Krenna?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I thought I was off the line.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're still there. You're still with us. Yes, yes. We love it. You can see how everybody loves that. And, you know, a couple of people say, who is that? You know, who is that? I'm telling you. Shoot. Yes. Kanye, Jay-Z, watch out.
Watch out.
So, yeah. And your music is so meaningful. If you sit and listen to the words, it definitely has a message in it. And that's what I love about your work. It does have a message in it. And even the ones that are instrumental, you know, you get to tap into your own message as well. Yeah, your own message. you know. Somebody said, do you need a photographer? They setting you up already.
All right. No. Hello. You know, just tell them that I'm on Facebook. I'm on, I put my email on there. Did I put my email in the chat?
No. Put your email in there. Someone said, do you need some backup dancers?
Yeah, I got dance songs. I got all types of songs. You know, I got high vibration stuff. I got the song called Alien Girl, you know. That's
oh, yes, and I like Alien Girl, too. You guys got to listen to Alien Girl. That's tight. All, I'm telling you, everything is just tight. It's just really, really tight. And the music is, he has his music out there. You can go listen to it. You can connect. People are asking for your Facebook again, so you can give them your Facebook name again so they can connect with you on Facebook.
Facebook, you just go to Facebook and type in Chrono Khalid or Prince Chrono. You know, I'll show up, and then you can add me. And I got, you know, I post stuff there. You know, I post a lot of different articles and stuff like that on, like, metaphysics and, you know, just music, you know, whatever I'm feeling at the time.
Yes, thank you, Esther. Yes. Somebody said, are you on MySpace?
I am on MySpace, too, but I don't log on to MySpace anymore. I forgot about MySpace.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about MySpace, too. That's kind of an old...
I get too much spam on there, and it's like, you know, people be hitting me up on there and stuff like that, and they'd be like, oh, I hit you on Facebook, and he'd be like a year later, and it was like, it's just so difficult, you know, just like,
yeah,
on there, so I get overwhelmed.
Yes, I understand. And what about Twitter? Do you have a Twitter account?
Yeah, I had Twitter, you know, like, I 2 weeks ago, I decided to stop posting BS up on there, because I was using it as an outlet to post the BS. And now I'm posting up, like, different things. So you can add me on Twitter now.
Okay. And your name on Twitter is the same as well, too?
Yes, yeah, Chrono Khalid.
Okay. So there you guys have it. We'll definitely, you know, one day, and this is something me and Esther talked about that we're going to do. We're going to do, like, a music showcase, because there is so many brothers and sisters out there that's doing music, and I just kind of pulled a few together tonight, but I have music from a lot of you guys that you've sent me, and I want to showcase them all and showcase you guys all that's doing your work out there, because these are some things that we can help support you in, listening to your music, you know, getting your music, passing it on, having people to listen to it as well, as knowing what you have going on as well, too. Your music is amazing. I send you nothing but peace and blessings always. It's always a treat when I do get a chance to log on Facebook and I see one of your songs come down. So I definitely thank you for being who you are and doing the work that you came to the planet to do, and know that you can come through anytime, and we're all going to keep dreaming.
Now, there's so many different talented, like, conscious artists out there. Like, I mean, everywhere. It's just really amazing, you know, just to see how many people are just waking up, just aligning with themselves and making music just, like, real from the heart, you know, instead of just, like, making music that was created with nothing but pure love, and I hear it, like, in everybody, you know. So just keep doing your things and keep doing my things, and hopefully we can, you know, make a change or, you know, do something positive for the planet, you know, through our music.
Because
it's needed right now. You know, people need to heal, and that's all people are searching for, is, like, love. And so, you know, but what better way, if you're not going to do it, like, up front, what better way to do it than do it through, like, your media and the things that you create for people?
That's so true. So true. Very well said. All right, you guys. That's Prince Chrono right there. Peace and love to you. You can keep hanging out with us. We're going to continue with our toning linguistics as well, too, as we continue here live in the remix. Of course, you know, I'm Miss Blue sitting in, and also Esther's hanging out with us. We're doing Toning Linguistics Magical Reflection, but I wanted you guys to hear that. So just amazing, the piece we heard earlier from Brother Igod. You know, I'll take you there, and then to hear the dreaming, and then so many of you other guys, sisters and brothers out there that sing, you do your poetry, and all of that, just amazing, great. All right. Well, we're going to continue on. We still have 19 minutes left to go in the forum as we continue to tone linguistics. If you want to continue, because we probably will go into the after hours here, you need to make sure that you call in before the 19 minutes is up. And so you will need to call 646-652-2711 and so that you can definitely get in. So beautiful. All right, so here we go. All right. Esther, what are we going to do next?
Do you want to do the feng shui one, or do you want to do my body, your body?
Okay, you want to do the feng shui one next? Okay, so here
sure,
we go. Okay, so here we go. We're going to do some toning linguistics with feng shui. And you guys, we're going to talk about those things. You remember the shows that I did on feng shui? So let me tell you how this works. And we're going to be talking about feng shui as it relates to your sacred spaces, or what we call sacred spaces, where you live, whether that's in a room, whether that's a house, whether it's a box, whether it's your car, wherever it is, we're going to talk about that. You guys are too much, I tell you. So here we go. This is what we're going to do. You're going to take, we're going to come up with some words. And this is going to be, well, we're not actually going to come up with no words. You're going to come up with your own words this time. You're going to pick a place. You're going to pick a place in your house. It doesn't matter where that is, a sacred space within your house. And I want you to think about, use three lines to creatively think about what you think about that space. Three lines. What you think about that space. So, three lines of what? So if you use your bedroom, I want you to think about what you feel when you come into your bedroom, you know, what your bedroom looks like. You know, think about those three things, and then we're going to feng shui it. So how we're going to feng shui it is you're going to change it into what you want it to feel like, what you want it to look like, what you want it to be. Mm-hmm. So three lines about what it looks like, what it feels like, and then three lines what you want it to be and what you want it to look like. Okay. It hurt. I hurt.
Oh my God.
So, three lines, just write three sentences about, you can think about the feel, the energy of what it looks like, and then you're going to do three lines of what you want it to look like or what you want it to feel like. And it could be the same as well. It's alive. It's alive. Oh, my goodness. All right, so we're going to do that. Oh, I don't even want to get into y'all sacred spaces. Come on, do I need to do another show on feng shui? On sacred space theory. So whenever you're ready, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines so that I know that you are there and that you're ready to share your three lines and then three lines of what you want to do afterwards. Ha, ha, ha. Wow. All right, you guys can call in. Call in. Are you guys following the exercise? Do you need some help or what?
I think they need some help, Ms. Blue.
You think they need some help?
I think they need some help.
Okay. Okay. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. So while you guys are thinking about your sacred space, we're going to do a little bit of some of the things that we can kind of get you in that mood so that you can get ready for that. So let's go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 734. You're live in the remix.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you.
What's going on? What's up?
Hey.
You already
know. What's going on, Chaos? Chaos, you're going to sing for us while we get ready to write about our sacred spaces?
Yeah, I'm going to sing a little something. All right. I'm gonna get myself together here.
Okay.
All right. Don't laugh at me or nothing. Y'all know the drill. All right, here we go. Get my key together here. Okay. Okay, here we go. Turn down the lights. Turn down the bed. Turn down these voices inside my head. Lay down with me. Tell me no lies. Just hold me closer. Don't patronize. Don't patronize. 'Cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something it won't. Here in the dark, in this final hour, I will lay down my heart and feel the power if you won't. No, you won't, 'cause I can't make you love me. If you don't, if you don't, still a little bit rusty, but I'm getting there.
That is beautiful. No, it's not at all. Not at all.
I'm sort of going through that. That song's been all in me, so, you know, I'm sort of going through that right now, so, you know what's up.
Yes, yes, yes. Love it. Love it.
So. Right.
Really beautiful,
right.
Chaos.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chaos.
All right, well,
love
back
it,
to my grind.
You guys.
Back to my grind.
Back to your grind, huh?
Well, yep, back to my grind. I love
you.
Y'all.
Love you too. That was beautiful.
All right.
Peace. Oh,
peace.
That was so sweet.
Oh man. This little chat room is going crazy, okay?
I see the chat room is going crazy.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Nancy said that was beautiful. I'm healed. Thank you. Oh, wow.
Only on the remix. Only on the remix.
Only on the remix. Chrono say Chrono featuring Chaos featuring Chrono and I God produced by Miss Blue. Oh my goodness. You guys are amazing, I tell you. And photos by Transform Man.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. Y'all are too much. Too much. Well, we're going to keep going to the phone lines because I think somebody else has something to share here. Calling in from area code 901. You're live in the remix. Please tell us. I'm sorry. You didn't want to be online?
Oh, hello? Hello?
Yes, hello? Greetings.
Oh, okay, okay. I just tuned in. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Is this poem night? Free expression?
It can be. You want to express something?
I heard my guy, singing a little Tank. I do a lot of Tank covers, and, I guess I'll let y'all hear something.
Okay. Oh. Well, hey, I'm all game for turning this into it. I think I can sing. Yes, go for it. We're waiting on you. And what's your name?
Okay.
Sorry, brother.
Oh, this is Sense of Life. I call Friday. Express a little energy that night.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
All right. Let me see. Since we're in that mode, let me see. Let me hit a little Sex, Love, and Pain. Okay. I don't want nothing if I can have it all. If I gotta beg for it on my knees, bro. 'Cause I gotta have you. Girl, I gotta have you. Tell me what you like. We can fuss and fight all day, but trust me, we'll be sexing all night. It don't matter, girl, I'm down for whatever. Ride with you through any kind of weather. Girl, just give me your sex, love, and pain. Oh, I want all your sex, love, and pain. Everything you got for me, yeah. Sex, love, and pain. Is it okay if I give you my sex, love, and pain? Oh, I can't change nothing. All I got is me. Occasional strip clubs and shots of Hennessy. I'm somewhat of a hustler out in the streets. I'll be a hustler if you need me to be. 'Cause I got the paper for you, them all them haters on you. And they know you with me while you're flossing in your Range Rover. It's gonna be good, gonna be bad, that's cool to me. The only thing I need is your. All I need is you in my life, yeah. Need you to ride with me, die with me. Sometimes I'm gonna be wrong, but all I need is you to do is come outside. Sex, love, and pain. I just want your sex, love, and pain. All of your sex, love, and pain. All of your sex, love, and pain. All of your sex, love, and pain.
Wow.
Wow.
That was beautiful. Sex, love, and pain. everyone is giving you big kudos in the chat room. Oh, wow.
Oh, thank you. That's right.
Yes, you get a whole lot of love. I'm not going to even share type of explicit love that you are getting, but you are getting a lot of love in the chat room.
Okay.
Yes, a lot of blessed goddesses tonight.
You know, I have blessed goddesses tonight. That Milky Way energy is flowing through my soul, you know.
Oh, we can feel it. Oh, that was lovely. Oh, my goodness. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You guys want to sing?
No, just chill.
The brothers is holding it down tonight, I must
say. Yes,
they are. I must say, the brothers is really holding it down. So thank you so much for calling in. Hold the line. We're going to keep going. So we have about 3 minutes left to go, and we are about to get into the after hours. So you guys, 646-652-2711, call in. Definitely call in. And press 1 when you get on the phone lines, you know, if you want to sing, you know, hey, I say we can do another linguistics. But I want you guys to, if y'all want to sing, I say call in and by all means. I want you to sing.
They don't have to. This one person said they need to go get their guitar. They need a guitar.
Oh. Do you want to get your? Well, go grab what you need to grab and get it and head on back. Make sure you call in before the time clicks out. Otherwise, you're going to have to download the show to hear the rest. Says 646-652-2711. You need to make sure you call in before the 2 minutes are up, and press 1 because I don't know. We might need to bring him back. Okay, y'all. If you wanna call in and give a little sing there. Anybody else? Come on. I know we got some more singers out there. Where is our sisters? What was the one sister's name? I can't think of her name. She called in, and boy, she sung that night. It was out of control.
I know who you're talking about, and I don't remember who she is, but I know who you're talking about.
That sister could. See, I can't sing. Baby Blue can sing. I don't know if she'll give me permission to play her song because she has one that she's working on. And I think she'll get me if I play it. I really want to play it because it's really nice. Sister Munya heard it and a couple other people. I don't know. She may get me. Some of you, when I've been doing some of the readings, you've heard her singing in the background, but she has a beautiful song out. But she says it's not ready to go to production yet. So I don't know if I can play that. She might get, Chaos is going to call in. So poetry, you guys, if you want to sing, if you got some poetry, if you got some questions, we'll keep going. We got like a minute and 12 seconds, and then we have about an hour to go in the after hours. So if you want to go into the after hours, you need to call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can also Skype in as well. If you're on the phone lines and you sort of want to get our attention, make sure you press 1. Otherwise, I'm going to say to all of you listening, we had an amazing share here tonight, Toning Linguistics and Magical Reflections. Make sure you go back and, you want to sing, Sharon? Sharon, call in, Sharon. Call in. Prince Chrono, I know you can sing, too. You can call back in, or if you're still online, you can sing for us. So, you guys call in. We have 26 seconds. You got to get in before the 26 seconds. Transform Man, call in. Everybody call in. 646-652-2711 for the rest of you guys. I'll see you on the flip side. If you like the show, I want you to like it on Facebook. I want you to love it. Leave me a message. Make sure you download. Go back and download the show for last week, Friday. Otherwise, I will see you guys next week, Friday, back in the remix. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. And we're going to continue. We're in the after hours. I feel like we need another theme song to let you know we've tricked. You know, that we're in the after hours.
Yes, we do.
So we need another. Ooh, I see the phone lines lighting up. We can get some things here. We are going to get some singers on here tonight. Boy. So I that's what I'm going to work on. I'm going to work on getting like that little transition to take us in the middle so we know that we are officially in the after hours. But I'll tell you what I'll play. I have that Merkaba piece by Prince Chrono. I'm going to play that little piece because it's a beautiful piece.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing? That music just kind of scoops
so
you away.
Yes. So
yes, the brother is amazing. You guys are very amazing. So don't forget to like it on Facebook. We're in the after show of the remix as we continue here. And so now we're going to go to the phone line, see who's on the phone line with us. So press 1 if you want to speak, if you want to share, if you want to sing, you can do that. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 478. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Sharon.
Oh,
hey,
Sharon. How are you?
Oh, chat virgin in the house. How you doing, Miss Lou? How you doing, Esther?
How you doing?
Wonderful. You're going to get ready. You're going to sing with us?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
Sharon.
I'm going to sing a Desmond Sullivan song.
You're getting ready to sing who now?
Desmond Sullivan.
Okay.
So I can just go ahead whenever?
Yes, ma'am. We're waiting
okay.
on you.
Oh, okay. If I had you back in my world, I would prove that I would be a better girl. If you let me back in, I would show up never. Let you go again. Hey, baby, I was a fool to ever leave your side, searching for what was right before my eyes. It was me who didn't realize till it was gone, and now I know I need you in my life. Boy, I need you bad as a heart. Yeah, I forget the chorus, but you get it. Sorry.
Sharon, how you going to take us all the way there and say, I don't know the chorus, Sharon?
I'm nervous. I forgot it.
Beautiful, though, Sharon. Beautiful. No, that is so beautiful. Thank you for calling in and singing that. Don't go anywhere.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
But before you go, Sharon, thank you, yes. And everyone wants to know, do you have your music out there? Is there somewhere people can hear you singing?
Actually, I don't. I'm in corporate America, unfortunately.
Oh, but you can still sing in corporate. We do a lot of things and still be in corporate.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay, well, don't go anywhere because Prince Chrono is in the chat room. He said he want to send you some beats that you can work with. So don't,
okay.
You know, hey, don't sleep on it. Don't sleep on
okay.
that. So and Transform Man said, if you need some pictures, he got you. You know, so you know
okay.
we got the whole, you know, everything, just one stop shop, right?
Cool.
And Chaos said he's the mix master. He can mix it up. So you know,
okay. sounds like the whole deal right there.
Yes, it does, and it's lovely. Thank you so much. Hold the line, so don't go anywhere. We're going to keep going. You guys, if you're on the phone lines, press 1. We're going to come back to you. We're going to go to the next caller, 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
That's not fair. Okay, this is Transform Man.
Oh, hey.
Okay, Transform. Are you going to sing Transform?
I'm going to try. I'm putting myself out
Ooh,
there.
Transform Man is getting ready to sing. Oh, my goodness.
I'm feeling like a wounded Leo, although I'm a Sag with a Taurus rising and a Pisces moon. So go figure. So I need to get... I need the attention tonight, so I am going to sing Love Ballad.
Okay.
By LTD.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
Bear with me. I have never been so much in love before. What a difference a true love made in my life.
Come on now.
So nice. So right, loving you gave me something new that I've never felt. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I dropped my whole.
No, you should have kept. You should have kept going. You know, you should have kept going. Beautiful. We definitely love the fact that you came on and you shared. I think singing is really one of those amazing ways, especially when we're trying to tone out the energy in our back, in our bodies. This is an excellent way to do it, is to sing. And I think we all have the ability to sing. And so I love that you came on and you shared that with us tonight. So.
I'll just sing the whole entire thing because I see everybody saying, finish, nigga. So. quick question, Miss Blue. Singing.
Yes.
The same as chanting in terms of helping to release energy?
Yes. It is the same. In fact, that is one of the exercises that I give out to help to balance out, particularly, especially when it comes to the throat chakra. And also, believe it or not, it also helps with balancing out the energy of the sacral chakra as well, too. So singing, dancing, chanting, all of these things work together. But definitely, because when we think about the throat chakra, it is connected with communication. But that is also the communication that we have within ourselves, things that are going on within our own minds, not just verbal communication. That's communication through body language, energy that's in our auras, you know, thoughts that we're having, how to quiet the chatter within our own minds. Singing and releasing this energy helps to balance that out and release that energy from us as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Awesome.
So powerful, very powerful. So you released those things you needed to release.
Well, I will promise I will sing that all the way through in the future. So
yes, and we're going to hold you to it. We're going to hold you to it too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hold the line. Don't go nowhere. Just stay close. Okay, we're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller. Esther, we're getting a lot of people calling in. I think they all want to sing. Mama, I want to sing. Are we going to go to the next caller? The caller calling in from area code 505. You're live in the mix.
Hello.
Yes, greetings.
Greetings. This is Dar out in the mix.
Can you hear us okay? Because you kind of broke up a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'm out here. This is Dar in New Mexico. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Dar, we're waiting on you, yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to sing something, but it's not traditional Western music. It's something from a tribal background.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Music is music. So we're waiting on you.
All right.
Did you stop?
Yes.
Why?
Because it could go on for a long time.
Oh, I was just feeling it. I was feeling it. That was beautiful.
For that. Yes.
Oh, yes. 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 Can
so
you
little,
do it again?
A little more.
Yes, a little more, please. Love it. Thank you. Oh, that was a real blessing. Wow. If you guys are not on the phone lines and you're downloading this, I know you are getting a treat as well. Everyone is sending big love to you in the chat room. That is beautiful and very powerful. Yes.
That's what we're
Thank
doing.
You.
Yeah. That's what we're doing. Sending love to you guys. Love and healing.
Yes. Beautiful. I love that. Thank you. Hold the line. Everyone's sending
right.
their love back to you as well, too. So that was powerful.
Wow.
Beautiful. Oh, wow.
We just go
beautiful.
All across the spectrum here. We just go
I'm
everywhere.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Everywhere. Well, I may have a special treat for you guys. Baby Blue is going to sing a little something. And come on, Baby Blue. What you want to sing? You can just sing a little bit for Mama, just a little bit, just a little bit. You want to do the Wolf Song? She writes her own music. See, they already know. Writes her own music, and she comes up with her own lyrics and everything. So everybody knows. See, you see the people in the chat room, they know. Baby Blue, they know, so. Just you could just sing a little bit. You don't have to do a whole song. You could just do a little bit. Which one do you want to do?
We'll do the wolf.
You're going to do the wolf song? Okay. This is a song, and I'll set it up for her, that she had a dream about a wolf and the moon, and this was sort of the song that she kind of came up. You'll hear a little bit of it once everything is done. Hopefully she'll soon have those there as well, too. Come on. We don't have to.
Can you count me off?
He tries to blend in with the crowd. His fangs come out in the middle of the night when he seems to chase his lover. He is day and he is night. You'll hear his cries from far away. One look in his eyes and you'll fall in love. 'Cause there's a wolf that's inside and he wants to come out and play tonight. Don't run away, 'cause he'll follow behind, 'cause he wants to love you tonight. And it don't matter, 'cause his spirit is true, and he wants to love you tonight. He closed his eyes, looking at the moon, asking her why she left him. Here he wants to go back home to where he belongs. And he keeps on asking the moon, baby, why did you leave me so soon, so soon? I only wanted us to be together, together. Never wanted you to leave so soon. 'Cause there's a wolf that's inside and he wants to come out and play tonight. Don't run away, 'cause he'll follow behind, 'cause he wants to dream of you tonight. 'Cause he keeps on asking the moon, baby, why did you leave me so soon? So soon, I only wanted you to be together, together. Never wanted you to leave so soon. 'Cause there's a wolf that's inside, and he wants to come out and play tonight. Don't run away, 'cause he'll follow behind, 'cause he wants to dream of you tonight. And he keeps on asking the moon, baby, why did you leave me so soon, so soon? I only wanted us to be together, together. Never wanted you to leave so soon. 'Cause there's a wolf that's inside, and he wants to come out and play tonight. Don't run away, 'cause he'll follow behind, 'cause he wants to love you tonight. And it don't matter, 'cause his spirit is true, and he wants to dream of you tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thank
you. That is hot.
So she sung the whole song. She kind of was a little nervous there. But you see, look what everybody says. Love that. She said, thank you. All right. Thank you, sweetie. So, yeah. So once she actually played the music to it, she had the dream about the wolf and the moon, and she did the words and everything. So, yeah. Yeah. So hopefully... you know, once she gets it together. She has a couple of those. She is 15. Somebody asked how old she is. She's 15. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was Baby Boo. Wow, we're getting a treat tonight. I could never get her to sing. She finally sung. It must be something in the air tonight.
Seriously, yes.
So we're going to keep going because I see the phone lines have lit up here. So we're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Lucas Kendra again. I don't sing, but I have a quick question. Last week was my birthday or whatever. And I seen this. I saw this lady I hadn't seen in a while. And it's like she was telling me, she was like, how do I live? She was like seeking death or something. Like she like told me everything that was wrong with me. And I didn't want to disrespect her, but how do I really, you know, I didn't understand how she was, it felt like she was attacking me or whatever. And how do I really tell somebody that's older and not being disrespectful, like to back off, don't come on so strong and I didn't ask for her opinion?
Okay, you said when you didn't ask for her opinion?
At all. I hugged the kids I hadn't seen in a year. It was my birthday. It was my special day. And it was like, you know, we're all this animosity. I was like, well, man, I'm sorry you feel so much hate because when you see me, but I don't understand why you would come off so strong telling me I ain't this, I ain't got this, and you're going to be 30, you're going to be the same way. And I'm like, wow, you know, what makes you say something like that?
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, the best way to kind of handle that situation, because what I'm picking up is that you do have sort of a rapport or a connection with this elderly sister, correct?
Uh-huh. She always said, that was our first time.
Okay, so you don't know her? You've never seen her?
Well, no, I've seen her before, but not on that level. Like, if I ask you your opinion, I can't get mad at what you say. I didn't ask her. She just volunteered this information.
Well,
so
you know, yeah, and sometimes, which is unfortunate, that's what happens with elders. They do. They do feel like that they can say it. Two ways that you can begin to look at this situation. You can look at it this particular way and see that the energy that she's giving you to tell you about those things that you need to really kind of take a look at in your life, that perhaps maybe she's wrong or right. It's not about that. But what she's trying to do, in a sense, is to avoid you from having to make some of the mistakes that she has made in her life or others that have been close to her. And so sometimes it doesn't always come out in that perfect way that we want people to just kind of tell us, you know, so much about love and you know, everything about that. That could be it. Here's another way to look at. Maybe it didn't have nothing to do with you. You understand?
Okay, so
maybe she was having. She was what now?
No, she was. Maybe, you know, I thought, because everything she said, it wasn't a lie. It's the truth. But it was just how she did it and laughed with yourself, finding yourself. Ha, ha, ha. You're going to be better still finding yourself. And it almost felt like death.
Right, right. And I know that can be very hurtful. And I hear your pain right now that you hear in your voice. What I would suggest that you do is really try to brush that off. You understand?
Okay.
Try to brush that off. Because the person who's in control of your destiny is you. Regardless of what happened yesterday, regardless of what happened 2 years ago, regardless of what happened 6 months ago, regardless of even what happened an hour ago, right now, staying present. Standing in the present and beginning to move yourself forward, you know, reflecting back on those things, not from a position of judgment, not from a position of hate, but just from a position of love and looking at it, the things in your life. So what she told you was the truth. It was really just the way she told you that's really is the pain. But what I want you to do is move past the pain. And I want you to begin to look at those things. You know, there's a time that just recently I had a conversation with a friend, and we exchanged some words that were very harsh to each other, both of us. And this person is a person very close to me, very kind of close to me, I could say that. And even though it hurt, when you get a chance to look at what is there, like you said, some of these things were true. So don't get mad about the truth, but do what you need to do in your heart to make it right for you, not for anybody else, because we can only live our own lives. We can ultimately, we can only save us. So regardless of how she said it, the way she said it, just kind of know that a part of that is her. That may not have had anything to do with you. But what's really hurting at the core of the core is that this is truly your reflection, but she showed it to you in a very, very ugly way. Now, that can do two things for you. That can cause your rise or that can cause you to fall. So you have to make a choice that this is going to be something that helps to empower you. So as you begin to move forward, not what she laughs at, not what she feels is your downfall, but what it is about you. You see?
Thank you.
You know, what is it about you? Those things. This is your birthday. This is your Earth Day. This is the time of your celebration for you to move forward. So you stand in your position of power, and you know the truth about yourself. And at any moment, you can change that. You can dismiss that. You can do anything. There are so many people who want to predict your future. There are so many people who tried to predict my future. And all of them have been wrong because ultimately the person who's in charge of my destiny is me. And at any given time, I speak about this in my sessions, you know that. At any given time, that can change. It can change.
Thanks.
Because
thanks.
You have the chance to do that. So there you go. There you go.
Thank you.
And at the end of the day, what you do is bless her, because really what she's really telling you is this is my reflection, and this is how much I don't want you to be like me. That's what she's telling you. I'm trying my best to not let you end up like me. So you need to take a look at these things. That's what she's telling you. I don't want you to be like me. I don't want you to end up here. Yeah.
Okay. Thank
right.
you.
You're welcome. So sit back and listen to some more music. And we can continue from there. Don't let her get you down. I'm sure it came out of a place of love. You understand? Because when people don't care about you, they don't say nothing to you.
Yeah.
They don't even waste no energy on you. For what?
Uh-huh.
You see? Yeah. So beautiful.
But it made me
all
cry.
Right.
I didn't even realize, and I'm not a cry. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, those things, it's supposed to spark something within you. And it did. So she did her job. Now it's time for you to do yours.
Okay. I'm going to let you go.
Peace. All right. Peace and love. Yep. So we're going to continue on here live in the remix with all the singing that's going on and all the love that's just kind of floating around. We still have about 30 minutes left to go in the form. Esther's still with us. Toning Linguistics, I guess we can say we're doing that, as well as Magical Reflection.
Yep.
As well as Magical Reflection. Oh, wow. Wow. Somebody just texted me something. Okay. So now we're going to go on to the next caller, calling in from area code 347. You're live in the mix.
Yo, that's me?
Yes, that's you. Who's? Yes.
Okay. All right. Peace, Miss Blue. This is MCJP out in Georgia right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an avid listener of the show. I love everything y'all do, man. I wasn't going to sing or nothing, but I am a songwriter. I did want to say that that song that Baby Blue had sung, that was some real quality work right there. Lyrics.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she's trying to put it down. She's definitely trying to put it down.
Yeah. Tell her keep writing, you know?
Yes.
Well, I had a question. Something that really bothers me. I really, I consider myself a conscious person. I really haven't had a teacher or anything like that. This is all like self-discovery, self-knowledge that I've just gone inside and figured out, you know, and kind of understood the ultimate end-all, be-all, is that everything is one and all of that. But the thing is, I can't, it's like, since that discovery, it's like everybody I'm around is not awake. I have to go on the internet to get the information where there's conscious conversations going on, if you know what I mean. Like I can't
right.
like I can't identify with the people around me, like my immediate circle, and it's been like that for years. And it's
right.
something that's really it weighs heavy on my heart because I start yapping off about, you know, all the wondrous things of the universe, and nobody wants to hear that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like what I'm trying to figure out is, I know it's all for a reason and things like that, but what kind of
right.
reason could be to where I'm just around, I incarnate in a family and around a people who don't want to hear what I have to say. If I have this message, I feel like I have a message to bring, but no one wants to hear it. So could it be that maybe that's not what I'm meant to do?
Well, here's a couple of things, and, you know, thank you for calling in and really sharing that. A couple of things, and I think most of us who are on this path, and I guess at this particular point we could, for the sake of conversation, say this conscious path, really feel the way that you do, you know, that there's really not a lot of people that we can really kind of freely have this conversation with or talk to on a particular level, on a certain level. It's some of the works that Brother Panic speaks about a lot, Brother Bobby speaks a lot, and a lot of the speakers that come on the platform talk about, myself included, is that really two things. Here's the first thing, and this is just another way for I want you to begin to look at this, is that when you say, how can we incarnate back into these families that really don't want to hear anything that we have to say? Well, here's two reasons. We live in a society that is dominated by indoctrinations, that is dominated by those things of religious mind thinking or mindset. And it's kind of hard to move away from that. And I'm not talking about in the religion sense, such as a denomination. I'm talking about religion on a bigger sense, on something to bind you. And what happens is when you first begin to get into consciousness, or it can still be happening while you're in consciousness, is that you feel that this is great for me, so I want to share it with others who I love and who I care. Even though that is coming from the most honest place within you, it is still a religious way of thinking, because that is saying that what is so for you must be so for them, and that's simply not it. That's the whole thing about coming out of the consciousness. That's the whole point of it. Everything is not so for you. So at first, for me, what I didn't understand is when people would, this is a lonely walk, and I would say, this ain't lonely. I'm meeting some wonderful people. I'm learning. This is exciting to me. Well, that's not the lonely part, and that has never been my testimony in my path and on my journey. I've never been lonely in that sense. But when it comes to being able to go within, that's the part that's lonely, because everything that you're learning, it's not to teach anybody. That is simply not the reason. And if you're coming into it because you want to teach, then that's sort of kind of you. It's where you miss the mark at, in my opinion. It's not for teaching. It is really for you. Everything that I do, I think it's wonderful that there are so many people who can share in it and that I can share it with them. But ultimately, it is for me. Not in a selfish way, you understand? Because the greatest gift that you can actually give to the planet, to the world, to the people that you love and that you care about, is for you to stay on your path and your journey. You see? One of the things that was taught to me by one of what I call my teacher, and I'm going to touch on that teacher thing here in just a minute and share some things, is that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And too many times what happens is we have this teacher that has appeared that's looking for students. Doesn't work that way. It works the other way around. And in essence, when you start out, one of the things, how I think about things, is that I am the student. I'm the learner. Everyone is my teacher. You're my teacher. Things on the Remix is my teacher. Even when I'm in the sacred sessions and I'm doing readings, they're my teacher. I'm the student. I'm the one that's learning. you see. And approaching it from that way, it gives a different energy. It gives a completely different energy to what is going on. It doesn't mean that you didn't come back here to teach, because we're both teachers and students. You understand? It doesn't mean that you didn't come back here to teach. It just means that maybe the way that you're going about it, your mythology of going about it, is not correct. And maybe the person that you need to teach is yourself. I truly believe that what we want to do the most in this life is the lesson that we came back to learn ourselves.
I see.
You see? So how can you come back into a family that's not conscious? Here's something I want you to take away. It is because of them that you were able to make your rise. How special are you? You see? And here's something else that Brother Panic wants threw out as well. Maybe they're not conscious because they already came back and did their work. Maybe you're the late one. So now that they're here, they get to do whatever they want to do. You're the one that's got to work in these end days. You're the one that has to hit the grind and make your consciousness rise, because you're the latecomer, not them. So they get to sit on the porch and they get to eat and they get to play dumb and they get to go do whatever they want to do. They get to explore different religions and they get to not do whatever they need to do because they've already done their work. So when you're coming into consciousness, a big part of it that it teaches you, or it should teach you, I should say, within yourself, not with anybody else, is to be humble with that. So you want to share. That's a natural instinct. You want to share. But there's a difference between sharing and teaching. Very big difference.
What's the difference?
The big difference is, truly, and this was told to me by Asiva too, truly you can't teach anybody anything. You can't. You can only help them teach themselves.
I see.
Now, there are certain individuals that we are gatekeepers over. I believe our children, you understand, our immediate family, if they choose to allow us to be that gatekeeper. Other than that, no more than you want somebody telling you what you need to be doing, you shouldn't be telling anybody else what they need to be doing. Because ultimately, we are all doing what we're supposed to do. Here's an example. There was a situation where a sister told me how her and her family went to go take some food to some homeless people. And the homeless people took the plate of food and threw it back in their faces. And they thought, how disrespectful of this homeless person to do this to us. Now, granted, I'm not telling you that we can't help the next brother or sister, because I think we're truly all here to be that macro and that micro to each other. And there is times that none of us is above getting help, because you cannot do this alone. It's not meant to do it alone. There are some parts of the journey that we must travel by ourselves, but no one is here to do this. But she said she couldn't understand, why would this person throw this food in their face? I said, because if you think of it this way, that homeless person, if you cannot recognize that that homeless person on the street is playing a very vital role, that their role in this society's world is just as important as you, then you failed. And by you saying, let me do this for you, in essence, that particular homeless person showed you a reverse reflection that you ain't no better than me. And that's the truth that we have to recognize, because our families don't think the same way we do sometimes. And relationships, maybe our mates or our wife or husband don't think the same way. Our children don't. We got to be able to respect them where they are as well. And I firmly believe when you're the one who knows, you're the one who is responsible. So when I'm doing sacred sessions and I'm doing readings, I do sessions for Christians, Muslims. I do sessions for people all over the world that come from many different walks of life and backgrounds. They're all not conscious folks. A lot of them are, the majority, but they're not. It is not up to me to bring them to consciousness. That's not my role. That's not my job. I'm not here to do that. And so a lot of times you have to begin to think of it that way, that that is not necessarily your role to do that. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Because truth be told, because of our egos and just because of this society, everybody who came on this planet thinks they're a teacher, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. You understand what I'm saying? But it's about,
yeah,
it's about understanding that the first student you have to teach, the very first student that has to pass the test is you. That's who you're the teacher to you. So if you can never have this conversation with your mama, if you can never discuss this with your daddy, if your children never begin to understand what you're talking about, you got to understand it. Because the greatest mystery that our ancestors left for us was know thyself. And what happens immediately once we get ourselves involved into this knowledge, we instantly go from trying to know who we are to trying to know everybody else. There are so many people who are experts on everybody else, but you ask them something about themselves, they can't answer the question. But they done read every book. They done attend every seminar. They done took down notes. They done everything on the planet. But
yeah,
when it comes to knowing who they truly are, they can't answer the question. They can't answer the question. And it's not necessarily about being too far into what we would call balance. That's not the balance that we're talking about, because even when we look at nature, nature shows us that sometimes it is necessary to burn the forest down. It's necessary. That's balance.
So as far as like having that kind of insight, I mean, do you ever feel the futility of it all? Because the more I go into self-discovery, it's kind of like completing a circle. Like you end where you start at. And it's like, I just feel it's so futile. I feel that overwhelmingly so, like on a day-to-day basis. And what I said about, you know, nobody being interested in like what I have to say, that's part of it. But the overall sense of futility is what I'm plagued with. The more I pursue this knowledge.
Well, again, when you say you're pursuing this knowledge, let's go back to your intention. What is it that you're trying to find out?
I'm just trying to understand.
Understand what? The knowledge or yourself?
Myself. And that's
sure.
The truth.
If you're trying to understand yourself, then here's a couple of things to take with you. If you're trying to, I'll tell you from me, and you can use this as sort of some markers for yourself, and many others can also bear witness to this. When I used to study with just get with different people, this is even in the conscious community, because truth be told, there's different levels to consciousness. And truly, I think that that's a word we should really remove from out of our vocabulary, because I don't even know what that means anymore. Everyone on the planet is conscious on some. Everyone. There is not a person that is walking on this planet that is not conscious. How can you not be? You're conscious. Now, you may not be conscious in the same way conscious, and I may not be conscious in the same way that you're conscious, but everyone is conscious. Every single person on this planet is conscious to some degree. When you are pursuing those things, for me, I was interested in the chakras. Yeah, I wanted to study other things because I wanted to see how it connected to me, and I would always ask myself sort of that impeccable question, how am I related to this? If I could not see that relation, I wouldn't throw the information away. but I'd kind of put it in my toolbox, and I'd move on to something else, because ultimately this was a getting to know me. Why do I do this? Why is this happening for me? Not so I can repeat some things out of a book, not so I could tell you something I learned yesterday. I didn't care about that. People would ask me about certain things. I don't know what that is, but let me tell you what I did. Let me tell you how it helped me. Let me tell you with the information. I could tell you that. So the part of the process that goes along with it is to do the alchemy. When you're doing the alchemy, that is when you are making it a part of yourself. If you feel like you're sort of kind of getting overwhelmed, and yes, it is so much to learn. It is. I think everyone sort of kind of feels that. It is so much to learn. It's kind of like, okay, so where do I go next? What do I need to do next? Where should I go? Is it over here? Is it this? Should I be studying this? Should I be with them? Should I not be with them? Should I do this? Should I do that? Where should I begin? That is so much. I did the show on Friday night. I don't know if you heard it. And I talked about how our galaxy is really represented as one grain of salt, sand on a beach. There's millions upon trillions of galaxies. We haven't even explored our solar system. We have not even got outside of our galaxy. So that just is really a symbolic about how much there is for us to learn. So that's why going within, when we talk about going within, is important. Being able to know your own sound, your own voice, no matter how quirky it is. If you've been listening tonight, you heard singers that some that is, woo, look like you can put them on a record, and others we're like, whoa, listen to him or listen to her. She can't really, you know. One is knowing your own tone, knowing what is authentic to you, knowing where your vibration is what is going to sustain, because there will be so many people that come around. You will find yourself like a chameleon. You know what a chameleon does? No matter what it attaches itself to, it can change into that and camouflage itself to be that. It doesn't matter. It cannot exist without something else. If that's the case, then you go back to where you started from. You know, as the expression goes, you might as well go back to church. You just want to listen to somebody tell you something, then you can go back there. So it is about grounding yourself. It is about knowing that no one came back to be so spiritual that you can no longer be human, and that you can't see the polarities of things that are right before you. So whether that polarity is to look outside your window and see nothing but doom and gloom, and then look outside your window 20 minutes later and see nothing but hope and prosperity and love. It's to recognize that you have a human job to fulfill here, as well as what I like to call the Superman job. And what happens is sometimes we want to stay Superman and pop our collar. No, you got to be human. You came back here for a human experience, and no matter how much you try to avoid it, you're going to get that. And this is what the consciousness is supposed to help you with as you continue to move through your journey. It's supposed to help you move through this human experience, not make you so human that you're above the human experience. So that when the children are playing, when you're having fun with your aunt that is Christian or maybe Muslim or whatever she is or whatever she is not, that you can still sit down and have a conversation without making it about what we say it's not supposed to be about. If you constantly find yourself in that battle, then you know that you're out of balance with it completely. It should never upset you. How somebody else thinks doesn't upset me. No, not a bit. It don't upset me. Because you're entitled to think what you want, and I'm entitled to think what I want. And we all have teachers. Whether we want to know it, whether we want to claim them, whether we want to admit it, we have teachers here. We do. Some of those teachers have been commissioned, and others, like the sister called in earlier, we didn't ask them, but they're going to teach us anyway.
one way or the other, right?
That's right. You're going to get the lesson. You will. And if you're not getting the lesson, this is where you see a pattern that just keeps happening over and over and over and over again. You keep repeating the same lesson until finally, as we, like we were little kids, you used to play the game and you say, uncle, oh, you hollering, uncle, real, you tired. You tired of doing this over and over only to end up back in the same damn spot. The people have changed, but the game is the same. That means you're not getting the lesson.
So many things
that you can do. I thank you for that question. I thank you for myself as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You gave me a lot to think about. I definitely appreciate it.
Well, it is much appreciated. And at the end of the day, don't take yourself too serious. Don't take yourself so serious.
Yeah, I needed to hear that.
Yeah, don't take yourself so serious. Have fun. Laugh it off. People tell me crazy stuff every day. And I'm sure I'm telling them crazy stuff. But, you know, don't take yourself serious. Don't take yourself too serious. That takes all the fun out of the game. It takes it all out. And, you know, this was told to me as well by a brother, and he told me, don't ever lose friends over this. It's not worth it. Don't lose friends over this, what we're calling consciousness and what we're calling spirituality. Don't lose friends over it.
But isn't
not
it inevitable? I mean, if you're on a different path in life, isn't it inevitable that you will attract yourself to a different lifestyle or a different way of living?
Oh, you can have a different way of living and still have friends. People do it every day.
True.
Oh, yeah. You can still have it. Have I lost friends over it? Of course. But I've lost conscious friends as well, too. So what's the difference?
Right.
You understand? And I've definitely kept those friends, conscious friends as well, and also friends I've had from my early childhood. I've kept those friends as well, too. So if at all possible, don't let this destroy a friendship. It's not worth it. This is when you know both of you are wrong. I don't care how you slice it, it's wrong. Especially if you know in your heart of hearts that that was somebody, that was a friend to you, that was somebody that was close to you. It's hard to have people who have your back that's going to be there for you. It's hard to have that. It's hard to have that with family, and it's definitely hard to have that in this consciousness. So when it talks about being lonely, oh, I understand. I understand. It takes the OJ song to a whole new level. Backstabbers, you know?
Yeah.
It takes it to a whole nother level. And just based upon people having their own thoughts and they're entitled to do it, we're all entitled to do it, but if at all possible, try not to lose friends over it. It's not that serious, you know? It's not. It shouldn't be. It really shouldn't be because we all need each other. People will tell you you don't need nobody. But until your ass has been somewhere by yourself, don't let nobody tell you that. Ask them who they with. They can tell you anything. You know, my mama used to say that. They can tell you anything in the world. But until you ask them, oh, you by yourself? Don't tell me I don't need nobody. When you constantly trying to get with somebody, oh, no, you're not getting ready to tell me I don't need nobody. So don't take yourself so serious. Have some fun. Always get a reading from me or others as well. Somebody you trust, whatever. No doubt that you definitely, you know, came back to do your work. Know that you're going to do your work. How can you not?
Right.
How can you not? How can you not do your work?
That is.
Yes. So peace and love. You going to sing something for us?
Yeah, I'll be sounding worse than the homie Transformer, the homie that was singing earlier. I'll be sounding worse than that.
He didn't sound bad. I love it.
Come on, bud. He knew he sounded
I think it. He didn't sound. I don't think he sounded bad. Now, I've heard some bad singers. He didn't sound bad.
Yeah.
He didn't sound bad.
He really didn't sound bad.
Let me say this. I don't think he sounded bad. And Transformers in the chat room going off. He's like, what?
It's all love, fam.
It's okay, Transformer. You can come back and sing that whole song for me and Esther. We're going to listen to you.
That's right. That is right.
We're going to let you sing the whole song. But yes, I think we all have our own tones and our own rhythms, and I think that is amazing. I can find appreciation in that. Look at On Board talking about, no, you don't have to sing the whole song, Transformer.
Oh, my God.
Y'all are too much. I want you to sing the whole song. Matter of fact, Transformer, why don't you come sing us out? Are you still on the phone? I'm going to let you sing us out of here. I'm going to let you out here. You want to come sing us on out? Take us on out. We'll go out for the night. Let's see. Let 734 Transformer, is that you?
Nope, that's me.
Oh, that's you. Hold on a second. Don't go nowhere. Where are you, Transform Man? What's your number, Transform? Oh, you're 323. Here you go. Transform Man.
I'm bored saying it's 404.
Well, Transform Man, you can sing us on out of here. We got a minute and 45 seconds to go and counting. It's been an amazing share. Thanks to you, Esther, as always. I guess we're going to have to get to the rest of our linguistic exercises. You guys, don't forget, if you like the show, I want you to like it on Facebook. If you love it, leave me a message as well, too, on Facebook as well. And you can also leave a message here. Don't forget to download. Much love, peace and love, warm spirit, and to all of you guys. And it's been great. It's been real. And we're going to let Transform Man kind of sing us on out of here.
Okay, so what am I going to sing? Any requests or should I?
You can whatever you want to sing, Transform Me.
Five heartbeats. Nice like this.
There you go. That's a good one. And we can all join in and sing it with you as well too.
Oh, okay, because I don't know the lyrics.
Nice like this.
There you go.
What was that?
Nights like this, I wish that raindrops would fall. You don't know that?
You have to
say
something that you know the lyrics to. You got to know
Okay. No, he's trying to run the clock down. So how about this? You sing the song you was just singing.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay, well, I can sing another one that I have lyrics to. It's called Strength. Okay, is that cool?
Okay.
Strength Love?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. Go for it.
There'll be times when my crimes will seem almost unforgivable. I give in